B2B Network presents the vicious motherfucking truth. Yvonne the Vicious One, Terrell the Truth Johnson, y'all ain't fucking with us, and you already know this. But just to solidify that fact, we decided to show how original we are, and you know what? Fuck the chit-chat. We're just gonna go in. You ready? I'm going in. Here we go. Check it. You know what it is when we step up in this boo. The V-I-C-I-O-U-S motherfucking truth. We does the damn thing. Hear all the big names. Make it hard for your corny little show to maintain. See, we fix our mind here, and while we do it, we gon' cut. If your favorite show does something good, they stole that shit from us. Get ready for the truth. Whack, post, lose, hope. If we somehow hurt your feelings, learn to take a fucking joke. Who better than us? There could be nobody else. You don't like the vicious truth? Fuck you. Kill yourself. Really don't like what we say, and really we ain't hard to find, yo. Just keep in mind though, we unfuckwittable. He's on the vicious one, and Terrell the truth. Nothing. If we say your show is garbage, we just fucking being honest. Hate us cause you ain't us. You can swiftly kiss the anus. Got no time for simple fuckers, so we don't play well with others. I don't give a damn, and she don't give a fuck. We represent that crew. Legacy up, and we ain't taking fucking prisoners. I got some crazy ass listeners that'll lap you off the air if you dream of fucking with us. What? This is motherfucking truth. Back to Basics Network. Oh man, we so damn good at this. I mean, really, it's not fair. It's not fair. I mean, wait, hold on. Wait. Legacy up, bitches. Oh shit. I mean, come on. The B2B Network. What we doing over here? It's monumental, people. I mean, we are just so deep with talent. I mean, we got me. We got Yvonne the Vicious One. Shifty the Drunken Motherfucking Clown. Lord Amadeus. HRB. Slammet. Jericho Page. Wrestling Motherfucking Mama. Susie the Motherfucking Mogul. Elf McHaggis. And the greatest voice ever. The great...
I pick to the beat, walking down the street in my new freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out when I walk in the spot, yeah.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, fuck out.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yes, 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 motherfuckers. I am motherfucking sexy and I motherfucking know it. If you are out there and can't fucking hear me, you're on the wrong fucking show. Refresh, redial, fuck, I don't even know what the hell. Just do some shit and get back in track. Tank, are you the only one here?
I guess so. Well, I'll tell you straight up, I had to call to get it and to hear you.
Yeah, because I don't know what is up or whatever. I refreshed, I don't know what the hell, but
this motherfucker.
Is he for real? Is he really going to play another song?
I got ice in my veins, blood in my eyes, hate in my heart, love in my mind. I seen nights full of pain, days are the same. You keep the stage shy, stay be the rain. I search but never find, hurt but never cry. I work and forever try, but I'm cursed, so never mind. And it's worse, but better times seem further and beyond. The top gets higher, the more that I climb. The spot gets smaller, and I get bigger. Trying to get in where I fit in. No room for a nigga, but soon for a nigga. It be on, motherfucker, cause all this bullshit, it made me strong, motherfucker. So I pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, and I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm down, motherfucker, I'm down. Oh, I know what they don't wanna tell you. Just hope you're heaven sent and you're hell proof. I walk up in the world and cut the lights off. And confidence is a stain they can't wipe off. Huh, my word is my pride, but wisdom is bleak. And that's the word from the wise. Serve to survive, murdered and bribed. And when it got too heavy, I put my burdens aside. So I can pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, and I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm gone, motherfucker, I'm gone.
Okay, so we're gonna keep trying this one more again.
Oh, man.
Tank.
Yes,
I'm trying to refresh every motherfucking thing in this fucking studio. Who is in here playing with the shit?
Not all, obviously.
Wasn't me.
Stand on the motherfucking beach.
All right, Draven can hear. Okay, Grappler can hear. Keep refreshing. Keep refreshing, people.
Keep refreshing, or fucking refresh. The word of the fucking night is earlobe.
Okay.
If you don't hear earlobe.
They have peanut butter in their mouths. I have no peanut butter today.
It's not peanut butter today. That was last week's words. Today we're doing earlobe. So anyways, because nobody can fucking hear earlobe. So figure that one out.
Okay.
But today we are...
Okay, Goddess can hear. Brian Aldridge can hear. Now I can't hear. Uh-oh. What happened?
Okay, so what happened? Everybody there?
There you are. Okay. Oh.
Everybody there, everybody here.
going on? You should be able to get that in Egypt now, man.
Bumfuck Egypt. Who does that shit?
It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good. It's worth it.
It's worth it. Fuck it. Anyways, there's the I Bleed Green show. You guys know. I posted it earlier. Sorry, Susie.
Yeah, man. Did you see that belt? That belt's pretty fucking cool looking, man.
It is.
Yeah, I like it.
That's why I posted that link. I'm like, oh, okay, fuck it. Never mind. It's all right. So Canadian Forces doing another show also. I just wanted to let him know that, you know. All right. And, he, of course, he has Playgirl, fuck it maker.
Shut up, bitch!
I, fuck that, I know, right? Motherfuckers. So, yes. What is his name? Playgirl Booty Faker is in that fucking whatever scene. So I had to just kick her in the shin one time. So, Playgirl Booty Faker, if you're out there listening, fuck you. Fuck your butt. I mean, fuck your booty and, yeah, go shake it somewhere else. Other than that, everybody, what the fuck else is going on? I'm doing a mass exit. I have not been on Unstoppable for a while, and I've been timing out. So, yeah, I'm getting out of a lot of companies that I'm not in contract with right now, and the ones that I do have a contract with, you know, I was told that I have to, you know, get out of some companies because I have too many on my list and I'm timing out of a lot of them. Everybody's company that I've been timing out of a lot of the matches and stuff like that, I do apologize. As you all know, it is summer. It is hot as Hinelius is out here in Bumfuck Desert, Nevada. So, yes. That's basically what it is. So I will be back after the summer. So all of you fuckers, just relax, calm the fuck down. I'm not leaving WU, basically.
Good.
I'm just leaving a lot of companies because I'm in too many fucking companies.
Like we'd let you leave. Get on here.
Right? Like, for real, dude, it's just... I don't want to do a whole fucking retirement. I'm not fucking retiring. I'm not retiring. I am just fucking taking a vacation.
I don't fucking blame you, man.
Paid fucking vacation because all of this bullshit that goes on in this fucking place is just makes you sick. So you have to step away from it for a little while. And hopefully shit gets better whatsoever because all these fucking people, like, seriously, I've been saying since fucking day motherfucking one, if you can't leave, OOC, and just do what you got to do in character, fuck, you need to start taking some medication. Because for real, this is a place actually where you come in and do what you gotta do as a character. Listen to the fucking big word there. Carrick motherfucking tur.
Yep.
Okay.
Does anybody know what that is?
If nobody knows what a carrick motherfucking tur is, it's a person outside of your motherfucking life. Inside your brain, there's a little corner there that you hide yourself in. Well, this is the place that you can bring your little self out of. Leave the outside world in the outside motherfucking world.
Yeah.
And in here, you can let loose, beat the shit out of somebody, get some fucking titles, make a name for yourself. But don't bring whatever you fucking read on Facebook, on Skype, on Twitter, on Tumblr, and all that shit. Don't bring it into this fucking place. Because you are a fucking, what do you call that, coward, if you do. Basically.
I thought it was an old douchebag.
Yeah, you know what? That, look, you're a fucking coward, basically. Because if you can't if you can't trash talk while you're in character without bringing the other shit in, then you're a fucking coward. You're just basically a fucking coward. And I'm going to keep calling people cowards if they keep acting like fucking pussies.
Exactly.
You know what? Hold on. Let me put that back. Pussies are actually better than cowards.
They're useful.
So,
you know what? You're going to be a coward, so get yourself a pail of yellow paint and paint that stripe straight up your back.
Yeah, you know what, though? I don't think it's worth... It's going to be worth... wasting a paint, good paint, mind you. And I'm sorry, Susie, I'll replace that when I get you can take it out of my check. Fuck it. I just broke some shit in the damn studio. Sorry, Susie. Anyways, yes. It's not even worth wasting paint over. It's just get the fuck over yourself, dude. Seriously, really. If you need some help deciding in character and out of character bullshit. Speak to, what is that? Playgirl booty fucker. I mean, maker,
yeah.
Shaker.
Booty fucker.
So, Playgirl booty fucker can help you figuring out how many characters you are. Because she is known, number one, and good for that. So, if you need help deciding about in character and out of character, check Playgirl booty fucker. And let me see, is everybody's back on track? They got their earlobes fixed? Earlobes.
Earlobes? I like earlobes.
Labia?
Earlobes.
Labia?
Got it, earlobes.
Labia? Something?
Labia?
Whoa, labia.
Labia.
If you don't know what an earlobe is, it's a labia.
Okay.
Tulip, something like that. You know, that flower, tulip. Everybody on track? We got it?
Yeah. So
we're getting there.
Is in character or out is actually OOC? Really?
Yeah. Motherfucker, I'm sick of this fucking shit. That's why. This is the vicious motherfucking truth. This is the vicious truth. If you don't understand what the truth is, I'm telling you the fucking truth right now. You people are just fucking cowards bringing all that shit in. If you want something else, call in. Let me fucking know what you want to fucking talk about. What's on your fucking mind. Don't fucking piss me off over some shit. I'm just saying. Really?
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 Really.
Okay.
They're just pussies.
Because I don't fucking argue back with chat or whatsoever. And plus, Truth has hogged up all the screen right now, so I can't really see what's going on. So fuck it. Whatever. Thank your job.
Well, a sec. I'm spamming the feed for you, and I'll be there to do my job in half a second. Just a momo. I'm being a good little bitch and doing my job on the feed first. Okay, I'm back. All right. And in the chat, besides myself, of course, and Yvonne and Slammy, we have Heat Raider, Dr. Payne, Draven Blackbird, my very cool brother, Goddess Mrs. Payne, Gordson, and we only have one guest tonight. Wow. We have Halfy the Half Pint. My awesome son, John the Grappler Taylor. The puppet master himself, Judgment. Apparently it's not Brian Apat Aldridge. And we also have Strangleheart.
What is, wow, Strangleheart? Wow, how is everybody the fuck tonight? For real, wow, really? Strangleheart, haven't seen you in a minute. Welcome back to the world of the partial dead.
Wait,
the
partial.
World of partial dead.
Wait a minute, partial?
I
didn't know you were partial.
We are all partially just fucking dead, for real. I'm just saying, everybody is just zoning around, wondering what the fuck, and where's the next tale to ride, and who the fuck to listen to, and shit like that. But whatever, do what you gotta do, and I'm gonna motherfucker do what I gotta do. So, fuck it. You know?
If you wanna listen to somebody, you gotta listen to Truth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me see if I can untape him, his mouth for a few seconds, and see what's up.
And I'd also like to welcome to the chat Sandy. She was the guest.
Yeah, but now there's two more.
Yeah, and two more guests. Guess you know what the hell to do. Oh. Okay.
Who the hell unmuted me? I was just listening.
Who unmuted you? You just wanted to listen?
Nah, it's all right.
Bazinga.
I was just giving you props, fucking calling out the butthurt little pussies on the game.
Oh, they are just little butthurt little pussies. Thank you so much. But, you know, it is what it is. Oh, and this little, look, we have Playgirl Booty Fucker on the line. Who's whispering? I don't know why the fuck she's whispering.
MPD is here?
Hey.
This little bitch is whispering. Motherfucker. It's been whispering for the past 10 minutes, right? It's been whispering for the past 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh, this fucking yuck breathing in my ear is just making me sick, dude. Like, don't fucking breathe in my ear like that. You don't know me like that. You don't know if I took my meds. Fuck that.
Shut the fuck with me. Oh, what the fuck are you talking about, woman?
And there's the Filipino's dog. So anyways, yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. And yes, for all those other fucking pussy crack, what the hell are you? What should we call you now? Fucking cowards? Kiss my ass, get a gallon of fuck it, and just shoot yourself. Because this whisperer over here, Playgirl,
fuck
your ass.
Hey, you better watch yourself, woman.
Listen, Playboy, fuck
up.
Wait, did he just tell you to watch yourself? He better watch his ass.
Hey, no, look, I don't care. I like watching myself. Look, I'm just that sexy, and I know it. I love watching my own fucking self. Motherfucker, at least I know what the fuck I am. Do you know what you are? Let's see.
If it waited for a long, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. And how have you been? What the fuck have you been doing? Where have you been hiding?
Well, I've been hiding underneath the rock.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Why? Yeah, it has, huh? So where have you been hiding? You've been hiding with Heat, huh?
He's been scared of me.
Actually,
I've been busy. I've been stuck with females and other issues that's been going on, so yeah.
Okay, let me let everybody know right now, I am Yvonne the Vicious. I'm not Susie Elf. I'm not Tank Girl. Oi. I'm Yvonne.
I'm Yvonne.
So any of you motherfuckers out there think that I am anybody else, let me let you know right now, I am Yvonne. So,
don't
get it twisted. I'm just letting you know. Don't get it twisted. I'm nobody else. I'm letting you know right now who the fuck I am, because I don't want any butthurt, upset scenes or anybody talking shit or whatsoever about anybody else cussing them out, because I'm the motherfucker to cuss anybody out. Yes, last week I came on, and I'm sorry about that. I do apologize. I let the anger out every once in a while, which is fine, because all you fuckers just piss me off with your bullshit. So, anybody else? Heat Raider, Colin? Wasted 2 hours of my fucking time. So, fuck it. Whatever. I'm Yvonne. If you don't know that by now, just listen to my voice. It does not sound like, I do not sound like Tank. Tank.
Nope.
Say earlobe.
We are non-religion.
I do not sound like Slamet.
No.
I do not sound like Playgirl Fuck It Maker.
Hey, fuck
and,
you.
And see?
See, you like
if I
that
tried,
too much.
I couldn't.
Hey,
and I cannot sound like Goddess, because she's got her own little kind of voice. See, even the laugh, I can't even do that. I'm sorry.
No.
I can't even do the laugh if I tried. So all of you fuckers out there, yes, I am. The person that's cussing right the fuck now is Yvonne. Yep. Anybody have a problem with my fucking cussing? Fuck you.
Okay, and this is me cussing. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. There you go.
Yes, there you go. See, everybody has their own little tone. And if you get so upset and butthurt and can't decipher the tone in anybody's voice, then damn, you need some Q-tips, you want some some earwax cleaners, I don't know, I got some dog ear cleaner if you want that.
What a real good point is if you don't know who the fuck said it, don't fucking repeat it. Plain and simple.
Thank you so much. There you go, dude. That's what it is, basically. Fuckers, read the scene, read the cut notes, and listen. And if you don't know what the hell you're listening to, then there's a replay button.
Yep.
Fucking rewind. Rewind that bitch. I'm just saying. B-Man's he's funny as hell. I give him a whole bunch of props for what he did, and I appreciate it.
I told you that bitch crazy. So,
exactly.
Of course the bitch is crazy.
Yes.
Why do you think she has meds she takes before the show?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of that, I have to take my meds, and very much thank you for reminding me, because I really do not want to go off on anybody else right now. Hold
up.
Let me.
Oh man, just wrong.
Let me take my meds.
Let me take my meds.
I just started.
You should go here and take about three times during regular dosage one.
Hold on, because we're gonna have a huge echo here. Hold on.
Yeah, hold in background noise. Hello.
No.
Okay, am I there? What happened? Everybody okay?
Here, honey.
Okay.
No, I'm bad.
Okay.
I'm bad.
You know what? Whatever, dude. Shut up. You're...
Hey, girl, booty maker, MTV, you can go kiss my ass, motherfucker.
Yo, well,
so whatever you feel like.
No, it's not. It's not Elf talking, I don't think. Is it? Is Elf even...
Wait a minute. No. I'm not a
slammy tank.
Okay, no, there was another fucking voice.
I'm not Elf.
Right? Elf has a little sexy high voice, and unless you piss her off, and then she turns into tank, and sometimes she'll even turn into slamette. So
she turns into you before she turns into me.
Dude, I don't know how the hell that happens, but look, for all of you out there in X-rated land, but Elf does not really cuss. Elf can get mad at you without cussing.
Yeah, but there are some words she will say. I can name two words that you will never hear Elf say. One is fuck, and the other is cunt.
You will hear her say bullshittery.
Yes, you will hear her say bullshittery, but you will not hear her say fuck after every other word. You will not hear her raise her voice. Put you down, embarrass you, put you in the corner in the same kind of tone of voice that she always talks in. She does not raise it, her tone does not go up or down. It just stays. She's just a monotone kind of person, and that's basically it. So she can. She just what? What did you say?
He said something about get me in a little bit. Nobody wants to watch you, fucker.
What are you talking about? Look, booty faker, what are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to put myself on mute. I was talking.
Look.
Okay, when do you ever remember to put yourself on mute?
Hey, we all know. I don't have to remember.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
That is judgment time. That's judgmental.
I never put myself on mute. You know I don't know how to mute myself. Come on now.
Maybe you need to learn how to mute yourself. It's not that hard. There's this little microphone button with a line through it. You hit that, and you'll mute yourself.
So, all of you fuckers, if you have a problem with OOC and IC, please give me a call. Let me know. We'll vent about it. We'll talk about it. Let you feel better. Maybe you won't be such a coward afterwards. You know, you'll grow some nuts back or some labias or something.
Most of all are extremely lucky. She can't see the chat right now.
I'm not on Skype right now, so how the hell do I see a microphone to put myself on mute? Come on now.
Hello. So Brian Aldridge is out there, or so not Brian Aldridge. Ooh.
Echo.
Slammy.
Yes.
Are you echoing?
It's not me.
Okay, somebody's echoing.
Not us.
Who's got it on speaker? So, yes, if you guys have problems out there or whatsoever, call in. Let me know what the fuck your problem is. We'll fucking handle it right there, right now. Don't wait until Truth gets on and be such this crybaby little la-la bitch. And well, come on, we'll take care of it right the fuck
now. My problem is you, Yvonne, damn it.
Bitch.
Look.
My problem is you, Yvonne.
Booty fucker.
I think we need to take Jerome and settle it again.
We, me and you,
here's the thing, Brian, not Aldridge, whatever the fuck you're going to call yourself. Shut up. You're pissing me off now.
See?
Your little piddly shit is not even what we're talking about when we're talking about the OOC bullshit that's been happening lately.
And you want to know something? And if someone asks for prayer for their manager's mom, who cares? Everybody deserves prayer.
Aww.
I think Brian Aldridge needs to hit his knees and kiss my motherfucking ass before I take my foot and make him wash his teeth with my toenails.
Ew!
See, you guys are actually doing what he wants you to do. He wants you to pay attention to what the fuck he says. I know he's waiting for Truth to come on because he's about to pucker up his lips and kiss Truth's ass or whatever. I don't fucking care. Okay, so hold on.
The fuck is going on, people?
Hey.
What a fucking day. What's that?
Two things before I hand it back to Yvonne, because she was doing just fine without me, but two things before I hand it back to her. One, stop it with the OOC, IC bullshit. Nobody really cares anymore. Did you cross the line or didn't you? Because people get plenty pissed about things people say in character also. So stop. Some of y'all are using OOC as a crutch. Let it go. Come up with some witty shit, and it will leave you the fuck alone. Simple as that. Now, you can cross the line in character and out of character. We all know that. So who really cares? Whereas OOC, IC, the CNA, WSB, who gives a fuck anymore? It don't matter. There are no rules, and the Rocket Ninjas have pretty much validated that fact by not giving a fuck about what goes on in the game. Second, this is a vicious motherfucking truth. And yes, we do curse. We curse a lot. The problem is for you bitches out there that get mad and say, all they do is curse, is that we curse, and people talk about what we say. You don't curse at all, and nobody gives a fuck what you say. Just saying.
Exactly.
Just saying. Go home, look in the mirror, tell yourself that you are second best, and accept it. And then we'll all be happier. Okay? Other than that, what the fuck is going on, people?
What's up, What's up, crazy fuckers?
I am chilling. I'm doing me. I'm having a good time. Reading the chat, fucking with Yvonne. I'm just having fun. That's what this is all about, having fun. I don't give a fuck what nobody says about me. I really don't, because he won't say it to my face, so I don't give a fuck. Because they know if they get on the air, I'm going to own their ass. The call lines are now open.
I thought they'd been open since the show started. Just saying.
No, I'm just saying. You know how it goes. People get people. And okay, and people in the chat, don't, you know, go ahead and reach in your butt and pull your panties out. I'm not talking about y'all. Unless y'all want to start some shit. What I'm talking about is some of these clowns, no offense, Candy or Shifty. I'm talking about these fucking clowns that get mad. The only people listen, the only reason people listen to The Vicious Truth is because they curse a lot, and that makes no sense. Well, at least they're listening to us. Just saying. I'm just saying. I did an impromptu show at 12:30 in the fucking morning and had 30 people in that bitch. You did a show at 5 in the afternoon and had 3 friends and a motherfucking person that clicked on the wrong fucking show. Just saying. Matter of fact, welcome to all you people that clicked on the wrong show and y'all thought this was some sports talk shit. Just sit here and enjoy it.
I always click on the wrong show, so who gives a fuck?
B-Dizzle, look, okay. You know what? Who didn't strap him into the high chair? Who let him out?
That
okay,
would be
cut that shit out. Strap him into the high chair. I told you, you cannot sit at the big boy table. Go back.
No, all not right? out. Mm-mm.
You know, you cannot speak until you finish your Lunchable.
Damn it.
All right?
Damn those nasty cheese. I don't like those.
I'm telling you, you know what
going.
I'm going to do? What I'm going to do one of these days is I'm going to just have a show where I be quiet and people can call in and talk as much shit to me as they want to. That's what I'm going to do one of these days. Not today.
That never happened.
Not today, but one of these. No, you'd be fucking surprised. How many people
so you
don't
want
like
us
me.
To talk shit to you tonight?
Catchy!
No, if you did that tonight, then I'm going to show up to your house, and I'm going to shit on your doorstep and not even do you the favor of light it on fire.
I would still light it on fire because it's more fun when they come out to put it out.
It is, but you know, I try to stay low-key. I don't like to draw attention to myself. I'm a low-key type of Negro. I fly incognito.
Oh, my God. I'm not even allowed to say that. It's so funny that I'm not allowed to say
it. Oh, my God.
You can say Negro. You can say black.
No.
You can say anything except for the other word.
I can say black.
Just like I can say white. I can say Caucasian. I can say Hispanic.
You have been measured.
I can say anything except for those other words.
Found wanting.
Okay.
See, now Yvonne's fucking with me with the sound bites. See?
You can say white. You can say whitey. You can say... Say honk.
If you hear me saying whitey, it's because I just got my my AARP card, and I'm going to Denny's for the free breakfast. If you hear me
say
whitey.
Truth.
Now, when I say who's the master, you say.
Oh, man, that is just wrong.
Oh, hold on. She's mixing sound bites. What the fuck? Who taught her how to do that?
It was me. I did.
Well, look here. I have to point out something. Judgment, I've been trying to drum up some interest in the next trash talking.
Wrong.
Now she's just being mean. I'm drumming up interest in the next trash talking tournament. But as of yet, other than you and Shifty, nobody wants to even go at it. It's just sad. Y'all scared of Judgment now?
No.
Yep.
I'm just
no.
saying.
I'm kidding. I ain't
you know, there's
no
someone
judgment.
Out there in the chat.
Oh,
someone out there in the chat said I actually want them to call in tonight.
Who is that?
I want Mr. Adam Extreme to call in.
Oh, please.
I wouldn't do that, Adam, you're being set up. Don't do that. You're being set up. Don't do it.
No.
Just
I'm,
letting you
I'm,
know, don't
I'm
do it.
I'm going to be calm. I'm going to stay calm.
You can
I
be calm,
Adam,
but as soon as Susie shows up, you get kicked out. But you know, as soon as Susie shows up, you'll get kicked out.
No,
I'm just saying. That
would
be the shortest on-air appearance ever.
I would talk to Susie. I just want this fucker to call in.
I'm just saying, Adam, don't do it. You're being set up on me.
He has the fucking balls to type shit. He needs to call in and back his shit up.
But, you know, come on, Judge. How many times have we had this conversation?
Ain't no come on. No, Terrell. I'm sorry.
You know, how many times have we had this conversation?
Fuck
you know
it.
People will
I want,
type
I want
stuff, but not really.
Call in. I want him to call in. I'm giving him
all
a
right,
chance.
I ain't seen Susie all day, Adam. So if you want to go for it, go for it. I ain't seen Susie all day. So, hey, go for it. I wouldn't. But you, sir, if you feel like going for it, go for it. Shit. Might make for good radio. I don't know.
I don't think he has the balls to go up against Judgment.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say the man didn't have the balls to do it. I would say the man has a functioning frontal region of his brain, and he doesn't want to be humiliated on air. Therefore, thus, and furthermore, he will remain in the chat. See, that's how you gold people into doing stuff, you know, without actually calling them ballless. Take notes.
Well, okay, okay. I will have to go to TU and get some learning.
Speaking of TU, we got 69 Sniper and Gord Sin going at it to see who's going to be valedictorian. There's prizes and all
that
good shit.
It's just wrong.
There's prizes and all. You know what's funny is that Yvonne is listening to this on a time delay, and she's hitting the sound bites. So they're hitting at the most craziest moments ever. Like the next one she's about to hit, watch. It ain't going to have shit to do with what we're talking about, but she's going to hit a sound bite. Just wait for it. See? See? I told you. Other than that,
oh
people.
God.
What the hell is going on in WU? I've been raising pit bull puppies and drinking Kool-Aid. What's happening? Yeah, that was stereotypical as shit, but I'm in a good mood tonight.
Oh my god.
Well, I do know.
You're an idiot!
She must have called in on the cell and is listening to this in live stream right now because her time is getting better. Go ahead, Sammy. You were saying something about what you were doing.
Let's see. You want to know what's going on in WU? Well, there is a little.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you brought that up. Who's next? I'm playing, Sammy. Go ahead. Go ahead, Slammy. I'm just fucking with you.
There's a little group called the Den of the Nickname.
And she kept going. I love Slammy. She don't give a fuck.
It's all there,
no,
black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Well, good day to you, too.
Hey, I'm not in charge of the soundbite.
Oh, my God.
But I want to know, come on, people, we need some new callers because me and my regulars can sit here and talk all day long by ourselves and have a actually, we can have a good time. But we would like for y'all to call in, too. We really would. So call in. You know what? Use your anytime minutes. This is anytime, so use your minutes.
So the Yvonne has that promo
you
I made?
Are still alive. Most people are so ungrateful to be alive.
I just had a Amadeus / mom flashback when she played that soundbite. That shit was crazy. And how come Amadeus ain't pissed off right now? Somebody else starts a cult and nobody says shit about it. He starts a cult and people lose their mind.
Wait,
he should be pissed off right now.
He started a cult? What?
My God, are you still talking?
The mom thing? What do you call it? The minister of mayhem? And he was sliming people and converting. See, you already forgot. If I was Amadeus, I'd be pissed off right now. Fucking Ministry of Peace shows up and everybody's acting like it's the first cult ever.
Congratulations.
Like Scientology don't exist.
You are still alive.
And she's late it again.
Most people are so ungrateful to be alive.
Whatever it was called, it was. You know what? But if you start a cult, if you start a cult, and if you get some anagrammed, you know, robes for your little cult hideout, and they say "mom" on them, you need to rethink your name. I'm just saying.
Well,
yeah,
I agree. I think mobs should rethink their name as well because. I mean, who's really going to listen to somebody that's name is Mop?
Well, Mop actually has a little ring to it. We mopping up the competition. We're cleaning up the you despots in the WU. You know, they got a little angle to work. But when your name of your crew is Mom, just saying, it's just, you know, I don't remember Miss Brady doing no shit like that. I'm just saying.
Brady. She was Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson was a nice piece of ass, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
I will take your word for that. I wouldn't know.
Oh, quit playing. You know every time she turned to the camera and got inside the station wagon, a million little boys all across America got chubbies. I'm not
a little boy from, you know, that time area, so I wouldn't know.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Just because you're 12 don't mean nothing. You know, calm down.
Whoa. When did I become 12?
The minute you start sucking on that go-gurt.
I ain't sucking on no go-gurt.
All right, well, then what you sucking on?
My God, are you still talking?
Not
okay,
a
go ahead.
Damn
what you? All right, okay. All right, other than
my
that.
My God, are you still talking?
Okay, now I know that's not Yvonne now. Somebody else is in the motherfucking in the studio. That's okay, because I'm coming to your show. And when I come to your show, it's going to be funny, because I got extra sound bites for that ass.
Shit.
Other than that, let's talk about RAWF. Let's talk about RAWF. Who? It's the new company. It's Amadeus' company. He lays heavily on trash talking and getting yourself noticed. I mean, you do have to win matches too to get a title, but you can get yourself some shine if you're over in RAWF. You want to invite? Go ahead, hit me up in my inbox. Hit up Amadeus or Shift His Drunk Clown or one of them peoples, and you can get over to RAWF. If there's anything else people want to pimp that shit yourself, because I'm not doing it.
So, Terrell, did Yvonne like her promo pick?
You know what? I'm not sure. I haven't asked her. She burnt my steak earlier, so we're not on talking terms. So, come on, man.
Yeah,
right
now,
those days.
I'm actually supposed to
it's the middle
the
of the week
right now, but I canceled it.
Huh?
That's good. You know what? That is great. I am happy that you realize that going up against Vince Truth is not a very... Wait, are
no,
you talking
no,
about
no,
a company
wasn't
show
a
or a radio show?
It's a company show. I canceled it because...
Yeah.
Because you wanted to call in here.
You
wanted to call in here and see what's going on with us.
There's a reason. Like, if anybody is in the company that I'm supposed to be running the show, they can go take a look and see what I wrote.
What company are you supposed to be running the show in?
The title's The I Bleed Green.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go. Now it's the bitch of truth. We about to talk some shit. All right, here we go. Sir, the floor is yours. Why aren't you running this show like you're supposed to do right now, and you're on a radio show bullshitting with us when you are supposed to be running a house show over in CSWF? Go ahead.
Well, let's put it this way. Seeing that I'm the host and people don't seem to understand to shut the fuck up while I'm trying to explain something, and they can't follow simple rules, so as a punishment for this week, I've decided not to have the show. Because they just kept flapping their lips.
See, when you listen to the Vicious Truth, even Richie Cunningham curses. I love it. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day.
Canadian enforcer getting mad and going off. He still sounds like he's in a 45 speed zone.
Oh,
wow. You are an idiot. You are an idiot.
I love that
soundbite.
That's the best
soundbite
ever.
I mean, you need to get on these fuckers. Get in there and grill them.
Oh, I'm just going to leave it, let them stew on it, and figure out what the hell just happened.
Well, that's a good way to get yourself fired, bro. I'm just saying. No?
Well, don't worry, Swamp already knows. I already messaged him.
Oh, well, so then I got to take all the cool points I just gave you back. Because if you let the boss know that you was doing
some
shit.
I just told the boss, I just sent him a message, said take a look and you'll see why I canceled it.
You can't tell the boss, man. You got to let other people go and complain to him about it, and then back your shit up.
Probably does have a bunch of inboxes already. I know some people
are
mad.
My God, are you still talking?
Just saying.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are funny as I don't know what the fuck. But anyways, yes. Fuck it.
Well, I had a chat with Revelations. He's no longer going to listen to a so-called Mr. Adam Extreme?
Well, it was dumb too to begin with.
You know what? You can talk to Revelation till you're blue in the motherfucking face. He ain't gonna listen to nobody or nothing. Because every time somebody tried to sit there and tell him what to do and how to go about things,
look, you can't,
I beg to differ on a little bit.
You cannot tell a grown man, grown woman, earlobe, a fucking thing to do. Because
exactly.
Once they grow,
then
they
know what happened.
So,
who gives a shit? That's when you get the fuck it in your system.
And just fuck it.
See,
I mean, literally, just
fuck it. He could have came and talked it out with everybody, okay?
Yeah,
and
I know.
The earlobe.
All of the earlobe, the labias, just fuck it. Just fuck it in your system and start fucking it.
Okay, can I talk?
Stop fucking stuff for all I care.
Are you all going to be quiet? Let me finish, please.
I gotta interrupt. Your schedule programming to bring you this update. How pissed should Kennedy the Clown be right now that she was replaced by Canadian Enforcer?
Meaning?
Because he's doing I Bleed Green now, and Kennedy the Clown was doing it before. Should she be pissed?
Oh, fuck
no, how do you know she didn't want to do it anymore?
I thought she quit.
That's like if I get fired from this show. And Canadian Enforcer, these are jokes, so don't take it seriously. But if I get fired for this show, and then they go hire Tad.
Oh.
Just saying.
Really?
Oh, come on, y'all. These are jokes, people. Don't be all sensitive on me now.
She didn't want to be micromanaged. That was the issue.
See, you're bringing too many facts into this joke, Tank. Too many facts. It's a joke. It was meant to make Canadian Enforcer say something funny. Come on.
He says funny things.
You know what? I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back to my Xbox because y'all are disappointing me right now. Here you go, Yvonne.
Yvonne, okay.
And that was a word brought to you by your sponsor, Smoke It. Your sponsor tonight
is
Smoke It.
Did you say Smoke It?
Smoke It.
Really, you said
Smoke It. Smoke It. Your sponsor tonight is Smoke It. There is a general warning on there. If you can read it, fine. You're not high enough. If you can't read it, then Smoke It.
Smoke
it. That's... smoke it all, just... If you can't get the fuck it in your system, get the smoke it in your system. Just one or the other. Just do it, dude. Because if you're not drunk, high, or fucking, I don't know, screwing something, then you're in the wrong place. Because tonight is just all about earlobes. The curves on an earlobe, the hole inside the earlobe. I'm just saying, it's all about earlobes tonight.
Oh. Too bad Mike Madman Dale is not here. He knows about the earlobe.
He knows about... Mm-hmm. You know what, Summit? You and Mike just need to get a room. I read all of it. I heard it all. I didn't need to see it either. I got to go get my brain electrocuted again. Because you and Mike were doing some crazy shit.
No, we weren't.
You know what? No, really, I didn't need to hear all of that shit. My earlobe it needs to be scrubbed, and I'm going to scrub it right now. Listen, I'm going to scrub the shit out of it with this steel pad and put some Clorox in there, and, ow, motherfucker, that burns. Yes, no fucking Brillo pad, no, yeah, see, there's, I don't even think I can get it out with that. Never mind, just wasted Clorox. So, yes. Slammy and Mike need to get a room. Judge and Canadian Enforcer need to get a room. And Playgirl Booty Fucker.
What?
Wait,
oh, yeah.
What?
No. All right, wait, are you guys doing something I didn't know about? Hold on.
Let's talk about this.
You know, I'm allergic to that.
You're allergic to what?
I'm married. I have my husband.
Uh-huh.
I have my husband who gives me all the things that I need that makes my snake hiss.
So why the hell are you still licking
it
my snake
my
throat? If your husband satisfies you.
I just like to lick your snakes. Come on.
Is it because the flavor shampoo I use? I had to stop
Yes, it's the flavor shampoo. I really like the flavory shampoo.
It is the flavor jam, huh? That I use on them. The repellent. Yeah, that's what it is.
But lately you've been using hot sauce, and it kind of scares me.
Yes, I've tried all kind of hot sauce on my snakes. I've been shampooing them with Tabasco, Texas Pete, Red Hot, even the cheap 219, whoever you are, Truth just brought you in. Look, listen, people, when you call in the damn show and you hear the little man or little lady, little thing, whatever, say, unmuted, then speak your mind. Let us know you're here, because I don't fucking know. I don't read your mind. I'm not fucking psycho like that. Well, I'm psycho, but not like psycho like that. So speak your mind and let me know what the hell's going on.
You're hot, but you ain't too bright.
Yeah, what he said. So let me know what's going on and what's in your brains, because I'm not psychic. I'm psycho like that, but not psychic. So who's 219? Or are you just listening also? You just like to hear my voice. I would do a 1-800 for you. I'll lick you all up in the cracks and everything. Crevice into that one hole.
Right. What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Did you like that 800 voice? I will use it on you all the damn time. If that's what you fucking want. Just all up and down the cracks and the ridges and everything.
I am headed with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Exactly. Now strap in, everybody, because the 800 number is killed. I choked it. It's done whatsoever. So what's the deal, 219? Are you going to speak or are you just going to listen?
It's so fucker. It's Brian Aldridge, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh. Anyways, you like to just hear my voice. I understand. Right? That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just like to hear my voice, I will keep doing, I'm sexy and I know it. Yes. So I'm working it out, everybody. And
you better redneck and redneck and you redneck and better redneck and redneck and I. You better redneck and I.
Okay.
Yes.
You really need to mute Adam Extreme. He's going OOC on Judgy. I see OC.
Doing his extreme
it's not
thing.
What you know.
No, he's
it's
being a
what
fucking.
What you can prove.
Okay. All right, look. Dude, we were just talking about this OOC bullshit. Like, for real, dude, you can't. No other way. No other form, shape, or whatsoever. You couldn't do it another way. Because. Going OOC is really fucking stupid. It's really showing the pussy that you are. Even if you are made of pussy, it's fine. But it's showing the labia that you're made of.
I'm not having
enough. If you have to go OOC on somebody, what the fuck?
You're a
gut. I'm right here.
Hi, is this the baker?
Yeah, I'm bellied.
I'd like to order a 5-layer cake.
Hi, Ainako. You don't call me for that fucking cake, okay? I tell you already. I bring it to you and I'm going to have it. Don't ask people around fucking cake. Fuck that shit. You're calling the wrong
place, right?
I tell you. Not good, this girl. I don't make no cake, okay?
You just said
don't
you
ask
made
me
cake.
I paid you money for cake.
Girl. Word again.
I don't make cake. I don't make cake. You understand my English? I don't make cake. No, I don't make cake. You give me the money, I go fucking buy it for you. I don't make no fucking cake. You called the wrong fucking number. I know,
I give
girl.
You, I give you an extra $5 for delivery.
I not. I don't deliver. The, give me the money, and I go buy for you. Next show. That's the other show, girl. Shh. Don't tell nobody.
Really?
Oh my
give
god.
Give me the fucking money, and I'll buy.
Hey, Draven.
Oh,
I'll
the
buy
show.
This.
I'm sorry. I thought this was the cake ordering line.
Naku, girl, this is the biting phone. I, you don't call this fucking number for cake. I don't make cake. This is the biting you bite. You give me
you
your fucking
pie?
Money and you bite. And I don't make pie. I said, we bite. I didn't make pie.
She makes
the,
butt
you
cake.
Bite. I don't
How about
make
tacos?
Cake. Naku, I don't make cake here. I make,
okay.
I bite. I bite. I make money and I bite. You call that a dime, Naku, the other number. Naku, I tell you, you understand my English. It's the fighting
no.
phone. It's the
Let's
fighting
go to
show.
The commercial.
You fight. You fight here on the show. You don't call me for cake. No, Naku, don't make no five-layer cake. Hi, Naku. Hi, Naku, Draven. Hi, Draven. Hi, boy.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Naku.
So the subject is going OOC, right?
I Naku, boy, don't go OOC. I don't
is
like
there
that shit.
Is there cake OOC?
I Naku, girl, I tell you already, this is not cake. There's no cake, it's fighting.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
who let you out of the closet anyway?
Damn it, now I want to talk to you.
Yeah, but there's no fucking restaurant, it's fighting. You don't eat here. Fighting, fight, you bite. You don't eat. Don't order nothing. You bite.
You bite.
I really don't know what to
you
say
bite.
Right now.
You bite.
I don't want to fight.
You know, I do have,
I tell
I do
you what,
have a challenge, I do.
You don't. I knock. There's the challenge. Hi, boy, you got challenge.
I have a challenge.
I'm going to fight.
I challenge Mr. Ballas Adam Extreme to call in.
Mm-hmm.
And if he calls in, if he calls in,
you
I
want
promise,
that boy to call in.
And this is the first time ever Draven Blackbird will say this, if you call in, I'll actually allow you to speak.
Aye, Naku, never mind. Aye, we fight now, never mind. Fight, 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 hurry up. You call and we fight. We get it over with. Side chart. That one.
I love it when Ballas wonders. I love it
Why
when Ballas wonders sit there and can type
other?
Away saying that they're a big man. But there's not a lot of big men out there nowadays because that's all they do is type. They need to call in, right? Right, everybody?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Adam's
there's
kind of
call.
Been
you call.
Banned from the station, though.
Who's banned from the station?
Adam.
But you take the rubber band off.
Oh, okay.
That's,
well, you
that's
take
the
rubber band off and you can call. You take off the rubber band off of your ponytail. And you can call there.
We'll do one on my station, and he can call in, and you
and
can have.
I not good boy. Never mind. Never mind. See you right here. You don't do anything. Never mind.
I would go off, but I'm
I
actually told that
checking.
I have to keep calm myself.
Same here, man.
I
know what's up.
Naku. Don't go off.
Because Didi told me that if I go off tonight like I did the other night, that she's going to ground me away. For a while.
Good.
So.
You
good.
Wait,
talking like
wait, to, Draven.
Are you talking about what, how you went off on my show?
Draven.
No,
Draven,
not
go
that
off.
Night.
You
no,
go off
not
and
that
make
night.
Hi, Naku, don't go off. Wait, never mind. You fight. Don't go off. You
Do
go
I
off
think
and
you, you woman?
Draven goes off and you think he's going to pop a vein.
Calm down. Hi, Naku, don't go off. Boy, you make somebody pregnant. Hi, never mind. You got babies. So never mind. Stop it. Don't go up and anybody. You make them pregnant.
Oh,
never mind.
God.
You bite. You bite. Go bite.
Oh,
go ahead,
Draven,
don't
you can frost my cake any day.
Ah,
no,
no, no, you
hey,
no.
Hey,
no,
I'm trying to get some mad clowns after me, okay?
Hold up. Did my mommy just say that Draven could frost her cake?
Yeah, I think
I
know, go
frosting. You go frosting? Frosting. I like the
every
chocolate
little
frosting.
Step I take at your band hall and every little
layer.
Step I take
frosting.
I bust
I
my
chocolate. Never mind. Never mind. It's chocolate frosting. I knock. Never mind.
I meant Dee.
I want buttercream
cake anytime. Sorry, I got you confused.
Ay, Naco, I tell you guys already, Naco, never mind the cake. It's not eating here, it's fighting. You don't eat unless it's earlobe.
Oh, you have spicy cake? Does Elf know about this?
Naco, it's on the wrong show. You call that the 800-445 cake. That's the cake number. That's 800-445 cake. Okay, you call that number. This is the number you call the fighting number. You call the fighting number. It's fighting. Fighting.
How much you
want to
make
a
bet, Adam? Extreme's balls haven't even dropped.
Wait, but what if I don't want to fight?
On that.
No, so I said bite, girl,
bite.
Listen, girl, you listen to me. I said bite. You clean your ears. Clean your ears. Q-tip. You go clean it. Then you hear me say
bite.
I didn't. I know. You don't understand me. Never mind. Don't understand my English, girl. I know. I said bite. You know, biting. Biting.
100.
I think she said she want to buy a taco.
Never mind. Give me my fucking money. Fuck it. I quit. My fucking money, fuck you. Motherfuckers, I quit. Fuck it. Fuck you, and fuck you.
I get it.
I fucking quit. Fuck it.
Why would you
want to
fuck us?
I fucking quit. Fuck it. Fuck you, and fuck you. I fucking
quit.
Give me my fucking money. I want my fucking money. Give me my fucking money, and I fucking go.
We'll talk about the money later.
Fuck it. Go boy, right now, right now.
I have a check for you right here.
Your bouncing check. Girl, never mind, your checks are bouncing, never mind.
It's
like a bouncing
button. It's from Mithras.
Your husband, never
mind. If a
Mithras
check bounces, there's something wrong.
And Mithras is not my husband, he's my baby daddy.
I know. I remember.
It bounced from one mountain to the other mountain. Never mind.
Yeah, somebody just mentioned I haven't done my job.
I thought you did.
Yeah, you did.
Know what? You're right, I did do my job. Smoke another
Yeah, because I was a guest, and they reminded me I was... Yeah, I wasn't... Yeah.
Never mind. You keep smoking. Never mind. You just smoke. Smoke. Very good.
You know what, Adam? Have a smoke and a pancake and shut the fuck up.
I know. Never mind. Let's smoke the pancake. You smoke the tulip.
There's a lot of people smoking tonight. Later, Judge. Bye, Judge. We love you. Love you, Judgy.
Ay, Naco,
you know what
judging.
Pisses me off, though? When people like Adam Extreme think they're cool shit because they can type away and think, oh, I'm a badass because I can hide behind my little typing. Oh, yes. Oh, God.
Oh.
And
oh,
while he's doing it, he's downloading his Pokemon, too. Masturbating in mommy's basement. Oh.
Adam's really not worth the time of day. You guys
Adam,
are doing way
Adam
too
Extreme
much
is about...
Maybe that's what's in the buttercream.
Ball drop is a baby.
Maybe it's inside the buttercream. You masturbate into there, make it buttercream. I knock on the wrong show.
Ew,
that's the wrong show again.
Ew. No, don't ruin the buttercream.
You know, as much as me and Brian Aldridge don't get along, I have to agree with a lot of stuff he's been saying today. That's scary.
Not good. Never.
Me and Brian Aldridge agreeing. This is some scary shit.
That is. We all just sit down and sing that anong kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Naku.
I can't sing kumbaya. I don't have cake.
Wait, Keith's not here, so we can't sing that.
Oh, God. I can just suck a nut.
Ay, Naco, all this talk about food and earlobes and cracks and holes. Ay, very, very, no, that's the wrong situation. You guys, everybody's going to be pregnant tomorrow.
Today, kids, you are learning what characters are. See, what you're hearing on the radio show right now is all character work. If you do not understand what character work is, listen to the vicious truth. Because you're learning it right now. And if you can't deal with it, kill yourself.
That's brought to you by your sponsor, Schmuck It. That's by your sponsor, Schmuck It.
Schmucking a pancake.
Schmuck the pancake. That's your sponsor for tonight. Schmuck It the pancake. I know. Cool. Boy, you smoke the pancake.
I love the way she said it. That is too cute.
Schmuck the pancake.
But you don't judge my talking. You don't judge my English. You don't know me like talking.
No,
English.
I said it was cute. It's cute, honey.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. It's cute.
You've been practicing your closet, haven't you?
I stay in the closet too long. I smoke it all. I smoke it the pancake and never mind. I know.
Those weren't pancakes you were smoking in that closet.
I gotta try that. You better do your job.
Well, I wouldn't smoke the job.
Oh, here we go.
Who's getting into that?
I shoot that dog. I try to catch it. Never mind. I'm telling the truth and the whole truth. And nothing but the truth. That's the dog version. That's the Filipino version of the vicious truth.
I gotta say, that was cool as shit.
It's the dog version of the vicious truth. The dog is talking. He don't want to be shot, so you give me your money.
Isn't that dinner barking?
The dog is praying for his life, so you need to pay for his life.
I figured the dog was saying he had bigger balls than Adam McStream.
The dog had bigger balls than everybody. So, he's telling people to give me my fucking money. That's basically what it is. But you by smoking the pancake.
Smoking the pancake. I love it.
That's your sponsor for today. I know. You guys don't understand my English. Never mind. You go get the dictionary. Look it up. Smoke it. Smoke it. I know, because Draven cannot talk. Never mind, Draven.
Smoking a bong, eating a
blend. I know, because the first time Draven's ever lost for words. Never mind, he cannot talk. I know, hey, I get the money. I get the money. Hey, see, even the dog's happy. The dog's happy I get the money because Draven's lost for words. Ay, Nako. Smoke at the pancake, boy. Smoke at. Never mind. See, even the dog's excited. I make you lost for words. Ay, Nako. Never mind. Ay, Nako. Oh, the dog's happy. Smoke at the pancake. Never mind, boy. See? I tell you, Draven cannot talk. Never mind, Draven. Everybody's lost for words, cannot fucking talk, never mind, you guys in pocket, never mind, here's Troop.
What in the hell is going on?
Hey, Troop.
Boogers and butts.
That is some ridiculous shit. I got a question. I typed it in the chat, but I got a question. Did a nice little B2B special. On Haters Gonna Hate, where we called out all the people that had problems with other people and things of that nature. And motherfuckers weren't there. There's a few people that should have been there that weren't there. So what I'm going to do is, I know y'all been trying to goad Adam into calling the show all night, but what I'm going to do now is offer my man a chance, if you want to call in and get shit off your chest and say why you was being a dick.
Exactly.
That's a good way to put it.
Floor is open. You can call in.
There's always a reason for being a dick.
Here is the caveat to that their offer. If, for some reason, you don't call in, then that means that half that shit you were saying was just to get a rise out of people, which is cool with me. I'm the biggest asshole on the air. Trust me, I'm cool with that. but you have to admit it. You know, admit that you've been an asshole and keep it moving. 5 minutes later, don't forget about it, and you can keep being an asshole. But you have to admit it. Because you seem to get your boy Revelations in a little bit of a pickle. Because now he's seen as a dickhead because he was trying to, I don't know what the fuck he was trying to do. But he was trying to do something.
He's seen as a dickhead because he is a dickhead.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Revelations problem
so
is
all I'm saying,
somewhere else and brought it in game. That's
right.
What the fucking problem is. He just
like
dick.
I said. Like I said, there's no such thing anymore between IC and OOC because people get pissed off at people in character all the time, and as far and as well as out of character. So what I'm offering here is for a chance for, and not just Adam, anybody that has something to say, call in, get shit off your chest. I'll let you do it. This is a mute-free zone, but I will mute every motherfucker on the air and let you get your shit out. But if you don't, and we see a scene later, everybody's going to know that you were scared.
Give me the goddamn score.
What about Scared Truth?
What ain't Scared Truth? I know that much.
What about Scared Truth? Adam, what's up, man? You want to be on here to discuss some bullshit about Revelation?
Hey, anybody can do whatever they want to do.
No, that's fine. But, you know, because honestly, I'm actually busy tonight, but I have a few minutes to shoot the shit a little bit. But, you know.
Shoot the shit. Let's go.
About the Revelations, you know, sure, I said some things that I regret. That I, you know, like, does mad a little bit because I don't really talk about it on the air, but, you know, just like a little procedure earlier in the year, I talked about a person of his family, and I'm not going to go into it. And, you know, like him, I prayed for him during that time, and I prayed for this individual as well, you know, but Revelations wanted to shoot, you know, have a little fire going. And what better way than to have me light the fire a little more? I mean, did I do the right thing? No. Do I feel bad about it? Yes. Did I apologize in a minute? Do I have to get on my knees and fucking do it? I would. But you know what?
No. Don't get on your knees.
No, not that way. No. You have you on for that. But anyway, at this point, does it really matter? If we're talking about OC, the fact that I get under your skin, you're gonna let little me get under your skin? That makes it even better for me. I mean, and I'm not even that much of a friend sometimes. So, Josh, you got? I can send you a fucking address. We can tell it this like man, huh, on a show.
Oh, you know what? You can send me your address, right? You don't have to send it. You can just give it
to
me right now.
Oh, he's fucking on. He's back. What the hell? He's back.
Hey,
you know,
we
run
a party line here on the Vicious Truth.
You want to talk? I'll let you say your piece. As a matter of fact,
say it to me right now.
This is what whoa. This is what we're going
to
do.
Hold on, Truth. I'm sorry, because I want to say this to you safe.
I have something. This is what we're going to do. Because you remember Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV? That was my favorite show.
We're doing that shit again?
What I'm going to do is do a truth celebrity death match because two individuals on this air are fairly popular and they got this shit going. So what I'm going to do I'm going to let Judge speak for a few minutes and let Alan speak for a few minutes and then we'll be done with it. Ready? Judge, go.
You know, you said that you want to be acting again, badass, because you want to type your shit out to people. You don't have to type shit out. You know, all you got to do is message me and get my address, or I'll get your address. I'll come up there. And, you know, you make you're well known for making your little fucking YouTube clips. Well, you can YouTube me kicking your fucking ass, because that's what I'm going to do. You know what? Go ahead and call the cops, because this is a threat. I don't have a rat. That's what you. I will find your ass. I will stab the shit out of you. I will rip your head off and use it as a fucking bowling ball. But you want to bring my shit? I don't give a rat's ass of who people bring my shit in, because my shit's well known. But you want to take shit of other people and put it on the feed and make fun of them? And you call yourself a man? You're not no more than a man than fucking Dorothy Hamilton, you damn bitch. That's what you are. You're a fucking bitch boy.
Okay, by my count, Judge killed you in his little rant like 4 times. He's going to hit you with a bowling ball. He's going to stab you. Something about running you over with a truck. He said something about the Grand Canyon. I didn't catch all that. All right, Adam, go.
Hello?
Hello. Adam?
You're on air.
No, this isn't Adam. Who is this?
This is my show. I don't have to tell you who I am. See, dead air is bad air. So we'll move on. Tank Girl.
Uh-huh. What's up?
Would you like to play my Martha tonight? Because Elle's not here.
Meaning?
What do you mean? We're going to go ahead and psychoanalyze these two real quick and get past this shit and let them meet after school and beat each other.
Yeah.
So where I get from it is my man Judgment is a little ticked off. He's a little ticked off about the shit that old boy said about him. But even more so that he brought, you know, some shit that you shouldn't bring in. Some fresh wounds, some shit that he shouldn't have said, into the situation. And Judge has politely asked him out for a glass of fuck you, kill yourself.
Stop.
Oh, here we go.
Because you know what? I'm not mad. You know, he can say what he wants to about me. I really give a fucking ass what people say about me. But when you go to bring in people's friends into the game, things that should have been said, if he wants to go and make this big fucking scene about it like he's a fucking pope.
Yeah,
that's when I get a problem with it. I mean, he can say what he wants to. Post on the feed, my manager has HIV. Post on the feed any fucking thing you want to post. But you're going to post shit about my friends? Because you're too big of a pussy to get the information for yourself?
Well, see, Judge, the problem you create right there is that everybody likes you. So that means I can't talk shit about nobody. And then my show would be so boring because I wouldn't be able to talk shit about anybody because everybody's your friend.
Yeah, but the point is, Terrell, you don't go fucking OOC on people. You're not using shit that doesn't belong here in here.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
And if you do, you actually make sure that there's some truth behind the fucking shit before you spit it out your mouth.
All right. Well, again, you listen to the Vince Truth. That's what we do. People got beef. We air that shit out, get to the bottom of it. I ain't saying motherfuckers got to agree to disagree. I prefer it if you disagree and don't agree at all. That would suit me just fine. But what we want to do is get to the bottom of shit so that when you happy scene makers out there go out there and talk your shit, you'll know where the facts are and whether or not, because I will come to your scene and you know, expose you for being a dickhead that you are if you're not using facts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's to all you scene makers out there.
Yes.
You know the bad thing about it? You know the bad thing? Adam
wait. Somebody
types all
was
this
talking
shit.
I was talking to you. I was trying to explain something. Adam Extreme actually used Revelation. Because Revelation, he had this understand. He thought people were talking about him behind his back on different chats. Let me finish what, because I had the conversation with him, and he said, "Well, that's exactly what Adam Extreme told me. That's what people did to him and turned him to the way he is."
Yep.
No, Adam, I've known you since you first came into WU. I've been in WU a long time. You were a dick when you first came in. Nobody talks shit about you, so don't even fucking go there. You were always like that. You manipulated someone to get some info so you could put it out like that. So don't fucking say that we did anything.
Because we did anything.
Okay, now you have to give, again, Adam's tactics are a little bit unsavory. Unpleasant, even, but the fact that he can puppet copyright infringement, Judge. The fact that he can puppet master some people shows that the people that he was puppet mastering ain't too bright, you know. Ain't too bright. So Rev, I give you all the time in the world on the show. If you want to call in and say something, you can. But you looking like real douches right now. I just made that word up. Y'all can use it. Oh, I like douches better.
You know, the thing is, okay, you know, here's two facts. And I'll say them right now because, you know, and if people don't like it, then they can kiss my fucking plastic ball. Fact one, Toto in the Wizard
of
Oz.
Wait, before you go on, you have to explain the plastic ball, Mr. Lance Armstrong.
Oh, my God.
I'll explain it later. Toto and Wizard of Oz had more fucking balls than what Adam Extreme has. And here's the thing. Revelations, if you do hear this show, you have a chance to actually redeem yourself. Because
no, you
we
don't.
Know now that
fuck yeah, no.
Well, to some people, you're still going to be... Some people, you're not going to be able to redeem yourself to.
Hell
but for
no.
Some
you're
people,
on my shit
you know,
list for
I'm
fucking
the type
ever,
of person,
son of a bitch.
I would give Revelations one chance. Because
good.
That's the type of person I am.
You did know that the original Toto was a female dog.
Yep.
You are so cool, Jesse.
That's
what
I said,
what was your second? What were your two facts, Jesse?
That's why I
cut you off. What were your two facts?
That was it. Revelations has, as a fact, Revelation has a chance to redeem itself, and that the original Toto, which was a female, has more balls than what Adam Estream does.
Okay, well, look here, people. Yeah. I'm going to give you guys, since this is a mute-free zone, if you haven't noticed, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys time to pimp whatever you want to pimp before I do my rant. And, so if you got something to pimp, pimp it. If somebody's talking, please shut the fuck up. So whoever wants
tomorrow
to go
night,
first, go.
Midnight. Open mic night.
And with that.
Graveyard Radio, get your asses there.
Woo!
And.
Alrighty.
And. You forgot something.
I think she was done.
It's Draven's birthday.
Draven's birthday.
Damn, Draven, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Ken,
tomorrow.
Are we still going to get you? Are we still going to do that vasectomy we were talking about?
I guess so.
I guess you want for your birthday, man. I guess you want for your birthday. I get you one for your birthday because one crazy hip-hop polka person is enough. That video was terrible. Goodness. But go ahead.
Well, and it's 80s night. Don't forget, you guys all have to find 80s songs to sing.
Okay. For Graveyard Radio, that's another good-ass show. There's some lame-ass shows out here. There really are. I'm not going to say anybody's name because I'm running out of time, and it'd take way too fucking long to do it. But Graveyard Radio is not one of them. Graveyard Radio is some cool shit. They get tons and tons of listeners, so, you know, everybody can't be fucked in the head. You know, just me, but everybody else seems kind of normal. Wait, other than Judge. Okay, who's next?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There are always a show on, and if you can't find them, go to the Back to Basic page, go to Just Saying, and there you go.
Rob
all right, who
Happy
else
Hours is on Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's Rob, R-A-W-F, with Shaggy the Clown and Lord Amadeus. It's the longest running radio show for WU.
Yep, it is. Now, you still got a pit Positively Perfect. You always leave that out.
Positively Perfect is all women every second Sunday of every month. It's us at 10 p.m. Eastern. Susie, Yvonne, and me are the primary hosts.
And they make
okay,
sure.
Okay, last time, people.
Time of the week.
My wife's name is Yvonne. Yeah, no. E, yes. Yvonne. Stop it.
Does she have any cake for me?
Maybe.
You know what? I was
is
about to make a joke, but I'm going to let it go. Who else has something to pimp?
Slammy Asylum Radio.
Monday night, 10
p.m.
Stop.
What?
You can't stop pimping your shit by saying, no, get hyped. Pimp that shit.
Okay.
How you expect that hoe to make you any money if you don't dress her nicely? Okay? Make that hoe work for you. Go ahead. Do it.
Slammy's Asylum Radio, Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Bring your straight jackets and your meds, and we will have a good fucking time.
See? Now she might make some money tonight. She might make a little money. She might make some money. Who else got something to pimp? We're having a good time here. And remember, people, I don't give a fuck what other show does it. This is the first show that let motherfuckers come on and talk their shit and pimp their shit and say what the fuck they want to say. I might interrupt you every now and again, but that's for your benefit. You hear somebody else doing it? You hear somebody else say pimp your shit? They stole that shit from me. Charge them for it. All right, who's next?
I'm quiet.
Y'all getting all quiet now?
Oh,
all right, look here, I'll pimp.
Don't you want to pimp Raider?
I told y'all last time I'm done with Heat Raider. I'm gonna leave him alone. You know,
I'm not.
That's not cool. I'm gonna leave my man alone. You know, actually, I'll speak on that. Some of my friends came to me and they said that you was a cool dude. They working with you and all that kind of stuff. So out of respect for people that I respect, I'm gonna leave you alone, and we'll be good. See, there you go.
Yeah, fuck him.
Okay, that answers my
question.
But
look here. What I'm going to pimp right now, though, is B2 motherfucking B, Back to Basic Network. I know there are other radio shows. I know there are other networks. I know this. Trust me. Blog Talk is a big place. I understand that. But you're here, and you're here for a reason. Because we the shit. We outdo our show who gets the least amount of numbers is better than the best show on another network. Just saying. And we all get numbers, so it don't really matter. Our newest show. Yeah, our newest shows are better than the shows on other networks. The shows that we only do once a month are better than shows at other networks. I did an impromptu show because I was fed up with the bullshit the other week, well, last week, and we got numbers at 12:30 in the fucking morning. We are better than you. We are cooler than you. And God dang it, people like us.
What the hell?
What the hell is that? Look, okay, turn your Sidemaster infomercial down. Cut it out. I know you're trying to get your hips in order.
100% truth guarantee.
That's what we do. We're better than you guys. And yes, truth is a cocky motherfucker. I am. That's my persona. I'm the truth. But there will always be truth in it. As soon as one of you fuckers catch me telling an untruth, I will quit. Until then, get the fuck out of my inbox. Stop messaging me while I'm doing the show, talking about how mean I'm being. I'm not being mean. I'm being honest. And if you suck, that's on your parents. Okay? Don't blame us for that. I'm just pointing out the obvious. All right? I got a call from Stevie Wonder, and he told me, asked me if I saw how bad you sucked. And I was like, yeah, I did. And he said, I need to speak on it. So I'm speaking on it. Some of y'all suck. But that's okay. We do have a remedy for your suckiness. I have on air with me right now about 8 regulars. You can invite any of us to your show at any time, and we'll make your show better. Draven, Tank Girl, Slammy, Judgment, fuck it, call Adam. Fuck it. Call up Candy. We will make your show better. We will make your show better. Call Candy. Call Shifty. Call Amadeus. Fuck it. Call Elf. Don't call Dragon because he will embarrass you. He's too good. But the rest of us, call us. We will come to your show and we will make your show better. This is our pledge to you. You ever see those commercials where the white dude is standing next to the little Latin kid or little African kid and they look really hungry? He's like, you know, if you've seen people like this before. And you said you're going to help them, but you ran out of time. You know, if you call in right now, we too will be your sponsors. We will sponsor you guys. We will show up to your show and we will sponsor your show. Okay? We will. This is not me being facetious. This is me being wholeheartedly exact. We're being so cool right now. Any one of us, inbox any one of us to your lame ass show, and we will come there and make it better. Instantly.
I require refreshments, though, just saying.
Refreshments.
Yeah, and make sure you get Slamette Lipton iced tea or some shit like that because she's underage and she can't drink. All right? We will be there, and we will make your show better. I am being so sincere right now. Invite us, people. We make shows better. You know it's true. So why don't you invite us? We'll make it better for you. Okay? We can make fun of you later, but we will make it better. All right? So that is my public service announcement for all of Block Talk. I'm not even talking WU shows. If you got a cooking show on Thursday nights, invite us, and we will make it better. All right?
All
right. Now we'll turn my show back over to my regulars because I'm the only motherfucking host that can do that and keep shit interesting. So you guys have at it.
Okay.
See, now y'all gonna make me liars and shit. Come on, you gonna make a liar out of me? I just said how cool y'all was and y'all get crickets on me.
So much pressure.
You know what? I will go to any show and make it better because, you know, there are a lot of people that have a thing for me, I guess you could say.
We don't have a thing for you, Slamby.
Yeah,
they have
you
a thing
do.
For your uterus. It's different.
No,
they have
no,
a thing
no,
for
no,
your
no,
uterus.
No. No.
All because of the game wide.
Come on, that shit was funny. That shit was funny. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. That shit was funny.
It was the Miss Estra. That's what it was.
No, Slammy. We have a thing. People have a thing for your uterus. That's why they're trying to get at you in inboxes. That's why they, you know. I don't know what
that
it is.
That ass.
I don't know if it. Does it have sparkles? Does it have a cape? Does it fly? What the fuck is it?
No.
Something going on with your uterus that's attracting all these people.
Pussy,
hey, that's
bro.
My daughter. Don't talk about our uterus on air.
Yeah.
Well, it's not good to talk about
a
uterus on air?
No.
So should I talk about
like,
her feet?
Yeah.
What do we talk about? You can talk about my balls all you want to. Go ahead. Have fun.
But they're so tiny, there's not much to talk about.
Oh, good one.
Oh.
Good one. I could say how I was going to come back and get that you all apart in your uterus, but well, I'm going to let that go.
Whoa. There ain't no U-Haul up there.
No.
Just
I'm
there.
Sorry. You're right. It was a Ryder truck. I'm sorry.
There ain't even no Ryder truck.
Wrong brand.
You guys are mean.
Oh, my God.
We're having fun. Friend, you know how many times Slammy has talked shit about me on her show? Come on, we having fun.
Just make sure the U-Haul truck has a stripper pole installed.
I do.
We just remember, people, this is a show that promotes characters.
Yes, and so when we say that there's a discotheque going on in somebody's womb, just show up in your platform shoes and get your boogie on, all right? So don't get mad.
No.
These are just jokes.
Can't touch it.
Exactly.
See, I can sit there and talk shit about Truth, and he know that I'm just messing with him.
That's true.
He can sit there and talk shit about me,
mm-hmm.
and I know he's just messing with me because, you know, we're good friends.
And
friends
I will virtually send her some flowers afterwards. Okay?
Fuck off.
I don't talk shit about the Browns because every time I take a shit, I take them to the Super Bowl.
If you wasn't crazy, Draven, I would get you for that one, but go ahead. You can have a little extra cheese, man. Go ahead.
I like cheese.
See, I have no idea. Look, people, I have no idea how much time is left in this show. I know I haven't heard the little Blog Talk woman yet, but the rest of y'all can call in whenever you feel like it. Because we just having a good
minutes.
Time without you.
We have 20.
We're having a good time without
oh,
you.
Oh, man, that is just wrong.
That's not cool. So y'all need to go ahead and call in so we can have fun at your expense. So go ahead, call in.
Call in.
Wait.
I think Adam said that
still
he was
oh,
on the air.
Oh, man, that is just wrong.
Is Adam Extreme still on the air?
I don't know.
He was in queue.
Does anyone care?
That's wrong. Yes, we care about every last one of our callers and listeners.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead and archive
and,
this.
Yes.
Go ahead and listen to this shit about four times, and we'll be good to go. But we have fun here. We talk shit to each other. We talk shit about each other. We talk
shit
about
back.
You all. Of course. Who's on? Madman MacDale's on the line. Where you at, man?
I'm right here.
That's not Madman.
Are you drunk?
I'm sorry.
Hi,
hold on, let me turn this back over to somebody with some patience.
That is not Madman.
Where is
Madman?
Really?
Judge.
Madman.
You know, I said to myself, self, because I call myself self, you was a little rude a while ago when you told Adam that you was going to stab him, rip his head off, and throw it down the street like a bowling alley, when what I really wanted to say was I'm going to show up at Adam's house. And I'm going to knock on the door. When he opens, I'm going to punch him in his face, knocking his ass out. Then I'm going to drag him to the bedroom. Then I'm going to shove my dick up his ass, and I'm going to fuck his ass until I shoot my sperm off in it. Then I'm going to grab his lipstick, because we know he's a lipstick bitch, and I'm going to write on his mirror so the first thing he sees in the morning when he goes to brush his fucking no-teeth gums, welcome to the world of HIV.
You'd love to do that. But that's beside
well,
the point,
yeah,
Judge.
Because you know why?
That's
because
the point,
you're
you
sit there and you hide and you cry.
Wow. Okay, hold on.
You had your time to talk, so how about you get the goddamn voice?
Okay. So,
I'm talking to you.
And the...
Fuck out of it, bitch.
So, anyway...
Give me your address. Give me your address right here.
And you can come and try being secure. I will dare you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Shut up, snake lady. I'm talking here.
God. And like I said, motherfucker, don't ever fucking tell me to shut the fuck up because I run this bitch.
Because this is not your
motherfucker,
problem.
Motherfucker, I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Don't fucking tell me to shut the fuck up.
Just
I will
fucking tell you.
How about you
to
shut
up?
Right now.
Because
right now.
I don't waste my fucking time on this bitch.
Well, why are you
so
wasting your time
with
me? So shut
the fuck up.
You could have muted me
so
anytime.
So anyways, everybody, out of this motherfucker, how else is every motherfucker out
do
here? Because I'm not giving anybody any fucking shine. So, Draven? So, Draven?
All right.
Is it Draven time?
It is Draven time.
Hold on. I have to take the reins back real quick because it's obvious somebody lost their damn mind. Who lost their mind?
Not I. I was going to do Draven time, but I couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Adam,
one
I
of y'all
have
lost
no
your mind. Dude, don't do that. Don't do that.
Be
That's
mad.
Not smart. That's not smart
I
at all.
Do it, Trail.
No, that's not smart. You can pick on anybody else you want to pick on, especially on the radio. You can pick on anybody else you want to pick on and talk shit to anybody else you want to talk to. You can talk shit to me all day long. You start fucking with Yvonne, I'm going to fuck you up.
You know, I have to agree
well,
with
you know what was really bad is he was calling her.
No, wait. I want to make this plain and very clear. You start messing with Yvonne, you in the deep end. Okay? And you ain't got your water wings, so you're going to drown. So don't do that. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
So as I was saying, Draven, what the fuck happened when I left? Everybody just fucking left Phil. I came in. The Filipino destroyer was like all fucked up.
Did he hang up?
I don't know if he hung up. I don't fucking care. I don't give anybody shine like that.
Oh, he can have all
time. I don't fucking care. You don't need my time.
Oh,
fuck,
I don't even know what
happened. Like I'm just saying,
I'm just
dude.
Like, wow.
Well, motherfucker, don't tell me to shut the fuck up.
But she cut him off first.
Okay, I apologize for cutting your fucking ass off, but you don't need to tell me to shut the fuck up. Say, excuse me, I'm fucking talking. Some
can
shit
I
like
mount
that.
His ass on the wall?
You don't fucking know me.
Just
no, I got that
confused.
Shit. So anyways, back to our regularly scheduled shit. Motherfucker. Don't judge me,
yeah, like
damn it. Make another scene. That was not fucking Elf talking. That was Yvonne the Vicious. So, motherfuckers.
Elf is not here today.
It was not Elf. It was not fucking Tank that said shit. It was Yvonne. So get it straight.
Yvonne
told you. Dude, that is like I told Filipino that that's another fucking number. So it's 800-969-CAKE. So call that number and you can get that.
All right. Later.
Butt cake.
So. Back to the schmoke and shit. Anyway, everybody calm the fuck down, dude. What the hell?
See, here's what I find is funny. This is the first show I think I've actually been the calmest. Because you know damn well.
I know.
Back in the day, I would have went off. I don't care.
Yeah, well, you also know that you'll get grounded if you do tonight, though.
Yeah, I know. That's the only problem.
So, I know. Look, truth had jumped over. Look, I just have to explain this, guys, to you. I see, I'm all fucked up. So I've taken my meds. I'm fucking on Route 9, so fuck it. I just have to explain to everybody, please visualize this. Truth had tripped over the trash can, jumped over the other TV, right? Flipped over the glass, trying to get to where I'm at, which is like the hallway down. So he jumped over the studio, climbed two mountains, and just like rolled down that bitch like he was not trying to fall, but, you know, running and rolling at the same time to try and grab the mic from me. So.
Was like Truth being like, you know, like a freaking ninja today or something? What the hell?
Because when he said that, right, when that all happened,
today.
I envisioned you come running out. So that's why I moved away from the door.
Hey, you
I was like, this dude's going to, hi, what's going on? That's my name.
Hey, you know what, Miss Yvonne, I forgot to say one thing. And Adam, after I get through fucking your ass, I'm gonna leave you a $50 bill on your nightstand because I'm gonna look for $49 worth of change. That's right. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Dude, still that is still too generous. Come on, really? That's still too generous. It should be less than a negative like $5, negative $5, some shit like that. Negative 10. I'm just saying, dude, that's too fucking extreme. You know what? Hold on.
I'm going to give this little bitch some shine. That's why his name is Adam Extreme, because he's in the extreme negatives. No sales, no brain sales, no fuck it. Anyways, moving right along. We're not going to give him any more shine.
He knows how to sell things?
Dude, he's in the negatives. So what the fuck? Anyways.
He's got no...
If you're in extremely negative, you are... extremely negative. So anyways, the shine is over for you. You're done. Moving right along back to the motherfucking vicious truth. Before we were rudely fucking interrupted again. Who the fuck does this? What is wrong with you fuckers? Last week, it was another rude interruption. We got through it. We made it. I'm not Elf. This week, another rude motherfucking interruption. And I'm just letting everybody know once again that Yvonne was the one that said all that. It's nobody else's fault. Nobody else said shit while I was talking besides whomever we were talking about. So if you have any complaints, do not bring anybody else's name up because it was me. So what the fuck ever. Anyways, back to our regularly scheduled program that I heard you guys were talking about earlobes. So earlier, we were trying to get somebody to talk and only wanted to listen to the 800 number voice that I had used. So,
I thought that was a 900 number.
Look, it was actually an 800 because it's even more expensive than a 9. So, yes, I am extremely, look, I'm sexy and I know it, and I will use that 800 voice to get what I need from you fuckers. So, tank, gas up your tank, fill it up, do what you gotta do.
What are you wearing?
I'm getting to the after hours vicious truth. So I have to set myself up to the right fucking tone, get all the fucking cuss words out that I need to fucking do it now. So all of you fuckers that need a fucking cuss, just fuck it now. Exactly, because we're going to be screwing, get all the fuck it you can out of your system now, because we're going to be screwing it later.
Hey, baby. 1-900. Screw it now.
No, we are expensive. We are expensive. So we're not on 900s. Listen, we are on 800s because 800s is an expensive number. So we're doing 800 numbers. So if you have anything to say or need to listen to somebody, just call 800, screw yourself, and we will get you to the right person that you want to screw.
Hold on. It's 1-800.
We have Draven.
Finger bang. 1-800 finger bang.
We have Draven the Wetberg. We have Judgment the Liquor. We have Tank Girl the long stick. And
what?
We have Slamette the hard one. And we have the candy so sweet. Who else
I'll
do we have on the
line? I'll be sweet for you, baby.
Oh, hold on. She's not sweet. She's creamy. We have Candy the sweet and creamy. And Judgment the Liquor, Draven the Wetbird, Tank the Long Stick, and
what?
Slam It So Hard.
What's this long stick?
It's the hair.
Long
because
stick?
Tank, your gun on your tank is a long stick.
Long
so stick. Please don't mess up.
Cannon, long cannon.
Damn that. You guys are ruining it. We're supposed to just get into there and just... Okay, let's try this again.
Long right. My tank. Your tank is so shiny.
Woo. Yes. See, tank. We have the shiny tank on the line with Judgment the Liquor, Draven the Wetbird, Candy the Creamy Clown.
Oh,
wait,
your
Candy
tank
the
body
clown?
Raised in just the right spot.
Oh, no.
It's too big Slam to that. Fit there. Too big to fit in here.
Oh, damn.
I don't know. I just thought of that song the minute she said that.
I'm all, what the hell? Where were you going, dude? Who is with you?
Oh, damn.
Oh, my. Your tank tastes different.
Oh, God.
Does your tank make my toes curl?
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're good enough, yeah, my tank can do many.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. Judge. Judge, breathe, please. What the hell's going on, like, for real? And then Tank has to burp and just throw it all into, like, I don't know.
Hey, man,
anyway,
you'd be surprised how many guys get off at women's
Look,
vulgar,
there is a burping fetish thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a burping fetish. They have... They have all those fetishes, and it's the weird ones.
Yeah.
It's the weird ones. You have the burpers, the farters. Ooh, the flatulators.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about that one? That's the flatulating. It's just insane. And, yes. And, look, you have the extreme creamy sweetness. And it, all they have is Cool Whip. So good luck to that one.
I tell you what, this is a blog talk conspiracy. I am being censored.
Steven, where have you motherfucking been, dude? Like, you missed the whole thing.
Sing the song.
I'm in love with the B-man. He's got it. He's rolling. He's strolling. Oh, you're stroking, buddy. You're stroking.
Come on. Sing the song.
Come on. Take off your T-pain.
Your T-pain.
I'm in love.
Yeah. Your internet's
I'm
worse
in love
than Adam's
with
personality.
The B-man. Oh, that's just cold. Ooh, that's cold. Me right there. I don't even know. You guys are just wrong. That's so wrong. It went to left field. That's just way wrong, Candy.
But true.
I know, but that's just cold meat. That's just so wrong. Judge, can you fix B-Man's antenna? Oh, never mind.
What happened?
Never mind. I said, Judge, can you fix B-Man's antenna? Never mind about that one. Oh, where did everybody go? Why did it all of a sudden become snowy? Is it snowing where you're at? Because please pass them over.
We got no snow. Why, is it too hot where you're at?
It's burning up down where I'm at.
It's 100. Today's weather is brought to you by Schmalkett. Schmuck a pancake is brought to you by today's weather. So, whether you're here, whether you're there, that's the weather.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you fucking like it or not, just that's where you're at. Just whether that or whether this, I don't fucking know. Pocket. So, give me my fucking money and we'll be fine. We'll schmuck it all night long. Schmuck the pancake, schmuck the tulip, schmuck the tulips, schmuck the pie, we schmuck it all.
Where did the fucking tulip come from?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Bong and a blend.
Sorry.
Well, see, What had happened was, B-Man, I was trying to say smoke it earlier, but I got tongue twist tied, and schmuck it came out. And Judge, I was hoping nobody caught it, but Judge, being as quick as he is, caught it and threw it right back at me. So I grabbed the glove and caught it and just kept using it.
Sorry.
Nice catch, man.
So that's what had happened. So that's how we got the schmuck it into our system. Schmuck it. But you have to say it. I know, B-Man, you have a great accent.
and it's like, I don't even know, out of this, besides the world. But yes, you can probably say it better. Say schmuck in the pancake, B-man.
How am I going to say that, schmuck in the pancake?
But, oh my gosh. He said, what the fuck?
Schmuck the pancake.
I'm going to tell your girlfriend you're smoking pancake.
Smoking a pancake. You have to say it in your accent. I know everybody's got their own accents, but I said smoking the pancake.
No, hold on a second. You are not smoking the pancake. It's a smoke and the pancake.
It's smoke.
Or a bomb.
Smoking the pancake.
Or what was the other thing? It was a crepe and
I'm gonna pee myself.
He can't hold him back up. I don't care. I'll fuck him up. Smoking the pancake. Okay. I'm smoking the pancake. I'll fucking be. So, yes. B-man.
Holy shish, yeah. Fuck.
How the fuck do you get me mixed up with that fucker? That is insulting. That is absolutely
fucking
insulting.
Oh my gosh, I love that voice. I'm sorry. You cannot get mad at me in that kind of voice, dude. Because...
That is absolutely insulting. Do you not ever...
Holy hell, dude. Please don't ever get mad at me in that voice because I will laugh so hard and you will not be mad anymore. So how do you do it? Please, B-man, accept my apologies. I didn't mean to call you by a crazy name. It's just that your voice gets me confused. And just, B-man, just say, smoke it the pancake. Just say it real fast.
Again?
Smoke and the pancake.
Take like no smoking the pancake, and I'm saying smoke the pancake, smoke it.
Dude, your voice
is there any
so
sauces
cold.
With the
I
smoke the pancake?
Your voice, B-man, is the coolest thing. Like I am, I don't know. Hold on, I have to go lock Truth in the closet.
Wow, they put Kinky in the Truth residence.
Sorry, Truth. I love you.
He's in there like, what the hell did I do now?
I'm just saying one sentence will fuck up anybody and just they won't be mad anymore. Okay, so hold on. Did somebody just recently hear the little man, little lady, whatever it is that you're hearing, say unmuted?
Mm-hmm.
Not lately.
I did.
I did.
But that's because I dropped.
Anybody?
So.
Oh. Yeah, so you don't get it.
I dropped and called back in, and you unmuted me.
How did you do that? Dude, I was smoking a pancake. Smoke on the pancake.
Smoking
so,
some
yes.
Paint flakes, maybe.
Oh, the little bitch is telling me that there's 90 seconds in here now. So,
smack that bitch.
Oh, God. I had myself muted. I hear you.
Oh, my gosh. Who does that? You've had too much cream in your earlobe. So, you've had too much cream in your
earlobe.
You got to stop wrestling inside that stuff. When you do, make sure you have earplugs in so they don't get inside your earlobe and fuck it all up. Because it sounds like you're hearing everybody say, smoking a pancake.
Smoking a pancake.
Very
smoke my pancake, what?
Smoking a pancake, smoking a pancake.
B-man, I'm going to do it again. Just one more again. Hold on, let me make sure Truth's in the closet. Okay, do it. B-man, he's in the closet, dude. Go.
Truth is
oh, God.
He said he don't know.
put another shrimp on the barbie, don't forget to smoke the pancake.
Okay, again, we are not smoking the pancake. It's and a pancake.
Oh, smoke and pancake. Smoke and a pancake. Thank you.
Smoke.
How about a cigar and a cinnamon roll?
Oh, a cigar.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Once again, I would like to thank everybody for listening into The Vicious Motherfucking Truth. I am Yvonne the Motherfucking Vicious. If you don't know, get it motherfucking straight. You had the Filipino Destroyer on earlier. You had Terrell the Truth, Motherfucking Johnson. We are on a Back to Basics network. And we are The Vicious Truth. If you didn't get enough of us, we're on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. East Pacific time, or American time, I'm sorry, and whatever time it is you're at.
Waffle. I have a pipe and a waffle. Yeah.
Okay, who's washing dishes?
Not I.
Not I, said the guy. I haven't washed dishes for 3 weeks.
Okay, the last person washed dishes on the radio was Brian Aldridge.
Brian Aldridge, step on up.
Bush, why not taking a bath?
It's Brian Aldridge. Never mind you. What the fuck is going on, Brian Aldridge?
Hey, no,
boy, Brian Aldridge, what's going on with you? I'm not clear.
You know what's funny? I actually believe Filipino Destroyer is more of a comedy. Aldridge, I'm just saying, but anyways.
Oh, she totally is.
I do your nails for $5.
Oh.
I do five for $10. I knock, I make it very pretty. You get the girlfriend. Ay, boy, and I tell you, I make
your
nails
very. She does sound like a professional comedian that I have heard.
Ay, knock, boy, like voice. I like.
Ay, knock,
exact
same shtick though. She goes, I talk to mother and I tell her we do the nails and everything else is really nice.
Wow. Y'all didn't fucking lost it. I'm just saying. Look here.
Okay.
They had me laughing the entire show. I couldn't say shit.
I got to do what I normally do, and thank y'all for calling in. We appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for calling in and having a good time with us, all entertainment. Also, don't go at Yvonne. That's not smart. Okay, people?
No,
if you listen to this after party, don't do that.
Don't do it, man.
I can't believe
don't
I called the wrong
That's...
fucking number. There's no cake here. Oh.
You and the cake. Stop it with the cake.
Butt cake.
But that's what's going down. We appreciate y'all calling in. And if you value your avatar's career, if you value the fact that you can chit talk very well, don't go at Yvonne because I will fucking embarrass you. Okay? I'll give it back to her now.
I'm going to shoot this fucking dog.
I probably would have went off.
I'm going to shoot the fucking dog because nobody's giving me my fucking money. Give me my fucking money. I don't shoot the dog. I know who you call. You keep asking for a kick. I make your dog kick. I make you the dog kick after I shoot the dog. Okay?
I make you five-layer dog kick. I gave you that check for Mithras. Did you not get it?
I knuckle, girl. They don't take that check over here. You tell him it's not a knuckle. It's not a knuckle. What is that
it's
extra
from
account?
It's
check
from
in
rubber.
In the Philippines, they don't accept that money. The dog eat it. He said, I knuckle. It's like ears. See? Even the dogs don't like that. I see? There's the dogs. Close your mouth. Never mind. I cook you later. Okay? Don't tell. I cook you later. Boy. Never mind. Hey, boy. I make you into 5 layers. Never mind. Fuck it off.
Never mind.
B-man. Hey, Nako. Where's the B-man? B-man, I heard you say that boy, B-man, smoking the pancake. Boy, you say that smoking the pancake, very good. Smoking the pancake, you say that very good. Ay, Nako, boy, let me hear.
No, listen. It's smoking a pancake, bong and a blint, a pipe and a waffle, and
don't forget the cigar and cinnamon roll.
Yeah, I think it's a cake and a cigar.
Yeah, I not could never mind all that. Is forget it. We just sit down and eat the ice cream and the cakes. Never mind. Don't tell anybody. I not could never mind. We make the strawberry. I not could girl. I not could girl. You go to that nail shop. I do your nails very pretty. I make it long. I make it pretty nails. And you get the unknown girl brand. And you make your nails pretty long. Put that, I knock that coconut on it, and I make it shiny. Put that bling bling. You know that bling bling?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I put your bling bling on your nails. No, never mind. It's the gel. I use the gel one. I make it very pretty. You come to
I
my shop.
Go,
pretty, pretty. I feel pretty. I feel pretty.
I knock on Draven, boy. I see you later, boy. Draven.
I'll see you guys later. I gotta get going.
Thank you, Draven.
I got a long day tomorrow.
Love you, Draven.
I know. Well, never mind. We cut it short, boy.
Bye,
we cut
Draven.
It short.
I love
well,
you guys.
Not too short.
We love you too, man.
I'm already.
No,
short.
I'm not
never
short.
Mind.
I'm like, oh God, I'm like 6'3".
Draven,
250.
What's
Draven
talking about?
Like
your
10 feet.
Oh.
Draven's 10 feet. Hi, Nako. That one. Never mind, boy.
All I gotta say
Didi.
Is,
Didi, never mind.
Me, okay.
Dizzy, right, they're not talking to him. Love you too, Draven.
Bye,
Nako. Bye, boy. Later. Hi, Nako. Who's here now? We got Ten Girl. We got Candy. We got Slamet So Hard. Hi, Slamet So Hard. And we got that B-Man. Hi, Judgment, you still there? Judgment, is the Judgment still there? He muted him. Bye, Nako. He found the mute button. Everybody who's here? Never mind, just me. Hi, Nako. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
I see you. Hit the mute button. Hi, Nako.
I
hit that voice.
I did not hit the mute button. I was here. I was just listening to you talk. I wasn't going to talk over you.
Hi, Nako. Never mind. Pocket. I ask question. You answer me.
I was not going to talk over you.
Slammy so packing hard. She smoked the pancake.
I do smoke the pancake.
Slammy so packing hard.
If Slammy's hard, we might have a problem.
I knuckle. Ten girls so packing
hard.
She give you rub
Mama.
Nails.
Mama, I got hard
ten
abs.
Girl.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
No, because her vibrator is going off in her purse, and they make the shake, the vibrator. You got to turn it off. That's why Slammy's
so
hard.
I don't have a vibrator.
Is that why your butt was vibrating?
You don't remember that one. She tell her mom the vibrator's in her pocket.
Okay,
I knock it was in her purse.
Okay. That
she tell her mom that one.
Broke. The vibrator broke, and it got thrown away.
You broke.
Okay, you know what? I'm back on this call for a second. You know, Adam Extreme wants to send me a fucking address. That's all good and dandy, Adam, but make sure it's an actual house before you send it. You send me a fucking vacant lot address.
I knock up, but you don't hear about Google Map. I know that one. It bring up the picture where you're from. Google Map.
He sent me a fucking empty lot.
I knock away. This man, no good that one. Never mind. You smoked the pancake. Where's the B-man? Where's my B-man?
Maybe that's where he lives. He's homeless, Judge.
I knock away. That's funny.
That would be funny as hell.
Like other people's phones because he can't afford his own.
That's why his internet sucks. on other people's internets.
No.
Never mind that one.
He comes to the library and is on the library computer all fucking day.
Smoke it.
Just saying.
Oh, my gosh. Are you guys still really talking about Adam? Let's just drop that case. It's a lost cause. It's
a lost cause. It's case closed. And that's it. It's just dropped. Like, it's... What is that damn movie? The dude, you're not supposed to say his name. What movie is that?
Voldemort?
No, it's not Lord of the Rings.
Harry
Potter.
So Lord, whatever that guy's name is, yeah. Because look, you guys,
Harry Potter.
last week it was heat. It was heat I had to go off on. And then heat, whatever, that's a whatever story. So last week it was that. And then this week it was, so every week is going to be another name that we cannot say. So we'll just say Harry Potter.
Okay.
So, he who must not be named. Instead of saying, yeah, he who must not be named, we'll just say Harry Potter. So everybody else knows. Because Candyman was much better than that. So you have to pick the lowest, you know, the lowest on the totem pole is Harry Potter. Because Candyman, I love that show. I'm just saying.
That was a good movie.
Don't
take
the name of Candy.
You cannot refer to anybody that, I mean, I like Harry Potter and all, you know, but that's low on the totem pole. So let's just call it Harry Potter. Every time there is a person that we're not supposed to say their names or whatever to not give them any shine on what they do or whatsoever, which is Harry Potter it.
That person's wearing the Potter pants.
Are we going to be saying now on radio shows, Harry Potter, do your job?
We can do that.
No, I'm just playing.
We can do that because that would be hilarious. Tank, you're not laughing.
Tank is Hermione.
Okay. Oh my gosh. No, you didn't get it. Sorry, Judge. You went right over. Like all the way over. Sorry,
Vanessa.
Judge. I caught it. I caught it, but it went right over. I caught it over everybody's head. Shoo! See that? It has been a crazy show once again on the Vicious Motherfucking Truth. So everybody on the line who's been on the line, off the line, whatever, thank you once again for a wonderful show. Like Truth and Judgment always say, it writes itself. So that being said, this is brought to you by a B2B network.
And
I'm
cake.
All fucked up today. Yeah, pancakes. Schmuffin pancakes. So, yes. I'm sorry. He's coming? Cool. So, yes. I've been tongue-twisted, tongue-tied, so I've had to bring on the Filipino destroyer to take over the show because I don't know what happened, but I was unable to speak. I was coming up with some crazy-ass words that nobody understood besides me, and I thought I was speaking English, and apparently I was speaking, North Polish. So I figured you guys would understand the Filipino destroyer better than the North Pole language.
Good. I liked it.
So, yes, it has been a great show. Like, it never fails. Is somebody else doing another show?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody doing a call-out show?
Vicious Truth.
Is somebody doing a call-out show, a call-out
scene?
Oh, Judge,
are you
doing
one?
No, we're not
no,
doing
Judge
a show tonight.
Is
our show is next
Sunday,
I believe.
I thought you were going to do one.
Sunday.
For Adam.
Me and Kate,
Judge is
yeah,
doing...
No, yeah, me and Kate didn't have a show coming up this Sunday night after McHaggis.
And then on the
30th, we're doing a, I think the 30th is when we're going to do Misfits after McHaggis.
Oh, so everybody
so
get your blankets ready, get your vibrators ready. And
Get new batteries and vibrators.
If you have to buy a new one, please make sure you have batteries. So, and the plug, do not buy the one that you have to plug in the wall.
Why?
Because those are extremely dangerous. You can get, it will just stay on and not be able to turn itself off.
What
so
about
if you have
on the
to
edge
plug,
of the dryer with shoes in it?
If you sit on the edge of the dryer, look, you need a new dryer. If your dryer is shaking that hard, then you need a new dryer because something is really wrong there. Something is way off balance. So I suggest that you check Whirlpool, Digimon, wherever the hell you bought your dryer from. Let them know that the shit is vibrating and it's not supposed to. Because washers are the only ones that vibrate. Oh, yes, sir. So washers are the only ones that vibrate. They don't vibrate hard enough unless you're sitting on the right edge.
Yeah, you'll be sitting on the corner.
Okay, and if it's vibrating and it's not supposed to be, make sure you call your local repairman. I'm pretty sure he will come help you repair whatever your repair needs are.
Yes. After you get whatever thrills you need done, please call your local repairman for the vibrations. Because something is really wrong there. If your shit is vibrating on high, there's a problem there. That is why they have the quiet ones now. They have, you know, the quick dry, quick wash, and shit like that. It shouldn't be shaking that hard. That's why you get the battery-operated vibrators.
Yep.
Because battery-operated, they're enclosed in a gel or a silicone thing that it cannot get wet, so you will not get shocked. Okay, because if you're getting shocked from your vibrator, I suggest that you throw it away. Take it back to where you got it from if you still have the warranty. Make sure when you buy a new vibrator, you get a warranty, at least a 90-day. It should be good enough. Test, trial, run. If you start getting shocked from it, there's a malfunction. It's discombobulated. So take it back to...
I'm just surprised how many washer experts we have here.
I've never had
any problems with any of my appliances. I just like to call the repairman.
She just likes to call the repairman. Oh, come here, honey. I'll give you some water. It's okay. This is the problem. See, when it does this, so before the repairman comes, what you do, right, is you adjust. On the bottom of the washer, there's four, like, what are they called, feet that you screw on to level it out, right?
Uh-huh.
So you unscrew one of them and make them uneven. Okay. Yes.
And it goes bang.
And then you can watch him bend over and...
Yes, exactly. Just make sure that it's a fully cleaned line. Washer. Truth.
And make
Truth
sure
is standing
that
here.
Your thong is not hanging out.
Look.
My ears.
Okay.
That's all right.
When I call the repairman, I like to leave Shifty's thong hanging out.
Yeah, that's
hardy. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You would.
Maybe can't leave her thong hanging out.
Oh, my gosh. Truth just looked out the door and saw me talking about making sure it's uneven and making sure the line is clean. And he was like, you know how you walk into the wrong conversation at the wrong time that you weren't really supposed to be hearing?
Yep.
Well...
Well, see, now Truth knows how to pick up men.
Right? I'm just saying.
The more you know.
Never mind.
Never mind. Might
never
be mind. Find Sandy one day.
So, if you need to do...
It might come in handy when he's trying to get out of a ticket, you know.
So when he's trying to get out of a ticket, he should be bent over and screwing a washer. Is that what you're saying?
That would be insane.
Get a commercial.
Or, hey, officer, hey, my tire's a little flat. Let me just bend down over here and get it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how you get out of tickets. Sorry, I didn't mean to speed. I was headed for the tire repair shop because my tire is low, and if I keep driving on it, it's going to ruin the rim.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That is totally insane.
Okay.
You guys have the worst minds. You know what, though? That's what makes the vicious truth the vicious truth, is the minds that we have on this show, you know, it makes it what it is. Because we can actually talk and discuss about anything, which is hilarious. 1 second.
Including 1-900 lines.
Thank you for calling. 1-800, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 1-800 spanks a lot. What are you wearing, darling? Did I just get hung up on?
So I know. I was wondering. I was like, you started talking about. I was wondering. You started talking about 800, and then all of a sudden, it just like. I think they were waiting for you to finish.
Thank
you started
calling,
talking about 800 and it quiet.
For all you
did you
spanks?
Say 800, Spanky?
1-800 spanks a lot.
A 1-800 spanks a lot. Who
thank
does
you
that?
For calling 1-800 Bob your monkey. No, sorry.
Bob your monkey?
Oh, wow.
Did you just say Bob your monkey? Did, no. How the hell do you bob a monkey? What the hell are you talking? Where are you at? I'm just. Where are you at that you're bobbing monkeys? I'm wanting to know. I want to see this. Is it like somewhere close by? Can we drive? Is there a video? I mean, really, where do we find this Bob your monkey?
I think Adam McStream
like
explains that one of his YouTube videos.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
That.
Is that who I think it is?
Look, to Bob your monkey and for somebody to, what is that? For somebody to explain how to bob your monkey, look, dude, that is really extreme. That's an extreme concept right there.
Bob and stuff.
That is why you are in
the
negative.
BobYourMonkey.com.
That's why you are in the negative, because you're an extreme monkey bobber.
Yeah, monkey bobbing, man.
Bob that monkey.
I can't help it. I love bananas so much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Bob
God.
That monkey. Bob it.
Thank you for calling 1-800 Bob your monkey. How many bananas?
1-800 Bob your monkeys. How many bananas can I screw you with? What the hell are you guys
talking about? I've smoked too many pancakes.
You smoked all the pancakes. I don't know. Don't smoke no more pancakes for you. No more pancake smoking for you. That's fucked up.
No more pancake
you
smoking.
You start bobbing for monkeys, man. We got issues.
Big issues.
We got really big issues. You start bobbing for monkeys. So, no more monkey bobbing for you, you smoking pancake.
You see,
pancake
one day
smoker.
The dryer, the washer was broken, and the repairman came, and he said, I'll fix it for free if you bob my monkeys. And that was that.
Wow. Kinky.
Oh, my gosh. You monkey bobber. Monkey bobber. That is like, damn it. Who does that shit? Anyways, once again, this has been a, I don't know, crazy vicious truth night. I'm just
who
letting everybody it? Know. We're bobbing for monkeys right now, and we will hold a banana right behind you while you bob for it. So full on, bend over, bob for that monkey, and we'll just poke you with a banana.
Can I be left out of the bobbing for monkeys?
You want to be left out of the monkey bobbing?
I do not want to bob for any monkeys as you. Oh,
Slamette is so hard, she bobs for monkeys.
No, I don't bob for no
she's
monkey.
She's the anti-monkey bobber, man.
Bobber.
I'd rather have a Guinness than bob.
You think the baboons are feeling left out?
Yeah, baboons are being misrepresented at the time. Okay.
Babu? Isn't Babu the monkey thing?
Mm-hmm.
That monkey thing.
Babu.
Babu? Anyways. Who else is here on the line? Because I don't know what happened. Truth had closed out my window, and so I'm locked out of the studio.
Is that because you wouldn't let Adam talk?
Yeah, because he told me to shut the fuck up.
I can't blame you for Adam telling you to shut the fuck up. I do not blame you anymore.
I don't either.
I'm just saying, dude, I don't tell anybody to shut the fuck up. Dude, I say, excuse me, be quiet, look. If I say look, everybody's like, oh, what are we looking at? And that's how I do it.
Bobbing
monkeys? Yes, everybody's bobbing monkeys.
Monkey bobbing
monkeys. So fuck it. The only time I told somebody was shut it was last week. I told somebody else to shut the fuck up last week. So, but you can't do whatever, dude. Anyways, shut the fuck up. Yes, we're bobbing for monkeys. Yes, we are. We're bobbing for monkeys.
Yeah.
My dog's sitting here looking at me like, where are the monkeys? Yes,
monkey,
for real,
monkey.
It does sound. I don't know how we went from smoking the pancakes to bobbing the monkeys.
Well,
that's like a full on 180. We went
long in a blend.
It's a full on 180 that we did. Went from schmuck and pancakes to bobbing for monkeys. So
can we go back to smoking the pancakes?
Sure.
I think I like the schmuck and the pancakes better when B-Man was onto it.
Oh, my God.
So, B-Man, if you're listening, dude, please say it 5 times in a row. I'll be your best friend. I'll fan you. I'll fan you and be your number one fan, bro.
Your best friend.
Just say it 5 times. Or how is it? You say it 3 times, right? Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Okay. So, yeah. You say smoking a pancake 3 times, bro, and I'll be there for you. Because B-Man was hot when he said that shit. Oh? Now we're talking about pretty kitties?
Oh,
thanks.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my gosh. Who's a pretty kitty? I'm wondering, were you with Tank? Tank, what are you doing? Tank? Tank! Who's your pretty kitty, Tank? Who's your pretty kitty?
You're my pretty kitty. Yeah, the pretty kitty.
That is so bad.
I just didn't do that. Did I just do that?
No, look. You guys have to take mute button classes from Judge. If you take the mute button classes from Judge, he will show you how to mute yourself when you're trying to 99.29. 23. So when you're not trying to 99.23, Judge is your best instructor on how, when, and where to use the big mute button.
Okay, I'm watching Titanic because...
You're watching Titanic?
I don't know why it's on. It's just on.
Look, if I get on a ship, I'm flipping that bitch.
Okay.
I'm just letting you guys know. So if you guys are in a ship with me, I'm going to flip that bitch so rough. You guys better bring some extra clothes because that bitch is getting flipped. So no Titanics, no shipwreck, no, what is Tom Hanks' movie?
What's that?
Armageddon.
Tom Hanks' movie?
No, but it's still,
come
I like
on,
Armageddon.
Dude. Oh, I'm just saying, when Tom Hanks is like, well, that one. That's what I'm talking about.
That's,
oh, shit.
You know that movie?
What is
oh,
that movie?
Shit. Shit.
No,
shit.
It's not Oh Shit.
Shit.
No, that's
shit.
Not the name.
I know
no,
the
it's
name
really
the...
not.
Castaway.
I'm just
Castaway. 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 Castaway.
She's right, you know.
Oh, gosh, that is so bad, dude.
We made her speak. Oh, my God.
I'm like, were you coming? She's like, shit, shit, shit.
That's how I remember things, is I say shit.
That is not cool. She's like, shit, shit, shit. I'm like,
I knew she was
cool. Playing
in the bathroom. Or,
right? I'm just saying, dude, what the hell were you doing? So, yeah, the name of the movie was Castaway. That is insane. We've lost 4 people tonight. I'm sorry to have lost you. Yes, Playgirl Booty Flicker has fell off the face of the earth, finally. I hope. Playgirl Booty Flicker has fell off the... fell off... Please stop doing that. Fell off the face of Unstoppable. Maybe she will rise again as a... damn it. You know what? Let's not let her rise. That's a bad picture. Bad visuals.
I hope
to watch,
rise because
she
yeah.
That is a very bad visual to watch Playgirl rise again, because everybody's going to need electric shock therapy.
And you can get electric shock therapy at SMA ECW.
That's
for
right.
Only two
Sorry.
Agreements of $9.99.
Sorry, that was a cheap plug.
I was waiting for somebody to plug some shit about electric shock therapy earlier when I was saying it, but that's okay. Cheap plug away. They still listen to the after party because they want to know if we're talking about them. So, cheap plug away while you talk about everybody else. It's okay. They will still listen and hear it. So, yes. A reminder note that all the companies that I'm leaving, I'm doing a mass exit because I do not have that much time on WU. Wrong time, wrong day, I guess, whatever. But I was told by Truth that I need to leave some companies because I'm in a lot and I keep timing out. And I do apologize for timing out because like other people, I separate WU World from OOC. Well, some normal people do that, like us.
Wait, people actually
We're
do that?
Yeah, they do, apparently.
Yeah.
I am shocked and appalled.
You too, huh?
Okay, seriously, why would
you
do that? That's like masturbating without any lube.
Exactly.
See, I like that.
Or writing a dryer instead of a washer.
That's why Tank is so rough, because it's masturbating with no lube.
Why his tank's all
or going down on an uncircumcised guy that has cheese gravy in his hood.
Ooh.
Oh,
God.
Thank you, Judge, for that wonderful visual of the sea cucumber. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine an uncircumcised guy and then you do that to him?
Ew.
Puts a new meaning to blue cheese, doesn't it?
You just slip it. Let it slide right over your tongue, right? Pull it back. Let the skin slide over your tongue.
Oh, God. I'm hanging up.
You just made her ill. Violent.
That's true.
Thanks, Judge.
Anytime.
you pull this, the foreskin over and then just roll it back. Let it roll over your tongue and just go like that. It's the same thing.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't want to know.
I'm going to, Judge, please, send me one of those uncircumcised pictures and we will cartoon it to look like that. That'll be funny as hell. That would be so funny because watching somebody on an uncircumcised thing go is hilarious.
You know what I forgot to plug tonight?
What did you forget to plug?
What did you forget, Logan?
I forgot to plug our new energy drink coming soon to Unstoppable.
What's the new energy drink?
Spermicide.
Yep.
Spermicide.
Yeah.
Spermicide energy drink coming soon to Unstoppable.
What?
And it will be coming in different flavors.
Hey, I know that boy.
Me too.
Who is it?
What?
Mm-hmm. That what? I know that voice.
What voice?
I didn't hear a voice. What are you talking about?
Slammy's hearing shit.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Earlobe. She needs the spermicide in her ears.
I think she's concentrating on the
spermicide in my ears.
I think Slammy's actually concentrating on the blue cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, Judge, you're just going to make me sick there, buddy.
Ooh, blue cheese.
We're going to start bottling spermicide. It's made fresh daily.
Made fresh daily? Oh, gosh.
Hey,
who's on your list?
Did you get some from What's-His-Face from the scene the other night?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We got some spermicide in the scene the other night, but we're going to be actually making it. I'm actually going to get with somebody that has a Skype recorder, and we're going to record a promo. Yeah. It's going to be pretty
wicked. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to hear this spermicide. Hello? Where did everybody go? What the hell just happened? Did you guys all go and swallow some spermicide? Is that what it was?
No. I'm allergic to some of the ingredients in spermicide.
I'll be back.
Okay.
I'm going to go make a batch right now. I'll be right back.
Okay, 99.
No, some of it got spilled on my wrist, and it gave me a little bit of a rash, so.
Ooh, so you got it from the wrong person.
Maybe.
They better, keep log of how many people and who's giving this spermicide so that if somebody gets sick, they know who to call. Ghostbusters.
Sperm busters.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm washing my hands off of that shit.
If you're thirsty and you know it, who are you going to call? Sperm busters. Call for your friendly spermicide drink.
Wow. Who does that? Okay. Who's cutting a promo right now?
Not I.
Not I.
Did
the fly, not me.
Not I said the fly, not me. Said the fly, never no peace. That's my little line.
It's a schmuck and a pancake.
Schmuck, pancake, and a bong, and a blint, and a waffle, and a pipe.
Schmuck and a pancake. Oh, Slammy.
What?
Sirens are coming for you.
Ah!
Popo's coming.
Okay, somebody hide me, please.
Get in the tank.
Popo's coming for me. Popo is on the lookout for Slammat.
Popo's coming.
Damn it. I thought they forgot about me killing that dude.
Hell no, dude. See? They got the dogs out.
Damn it. I was hoping they forgot that I killed that dude.
Well, you know, because it was that dude, they didn't forget it. Maybe if you killed this dude. If you killed this dude. But because it was that dude. Hey,
which dude is this dude?
It's this dude. If you just Hobbit.
Hobbit sis?
Come on. Hobbit sis? See, it's this dude, not that dude. Dish.
Dish? Oh,
Dish.
Oh, are you talking about the one who shall not be named?
Uh-huh.
I can
yes.
go kill. I can go kill.
See, if you were killing Dish, dude, why is... Okay, that can be killed right there. Okay,
I think somebody might have a problem with me doing that, but, you know, I don't.
Okay, so we have, dun, 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 1, 2. Is Mike still logged in? Yeah, he is still logged in. So, yes, Salami and Mike have to find another room.
What? What are you talking about?
And, what are you guys talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you guys talking about, Judge?
Ooh.
See, Judge and B-Man are talking. And,
okay.
It's they're trying to yeah, thanks guys.
They're trying to
very good. Thanks guys. Yes. So anyways, back to all that craziness. Please don't whip your kids. Please don't beat anybody that doesn't need to be beaten.
Aww.
I'm just saying, unless they cross your path, walk in front of you, and then you can try to trip them casually.
Casually?
Just casually try to trip them. Don't make it, you know, known that you did it. So... Just trip them casually, but do not beat your kids. Dude is like 16 years old, so try not to, I guess, I don't know, get in line of fire. Because for some reason, I still have the vision of truth jumping over the glass, the studio, and everything else. Trying to grab the microphone away from me. Who's popping bubbles?
Not us.
And somebody else is echoing.
It's not me.
Hold on, let's see. Oh, see. Somebody just muted themselves. Because there was a huge echo. They hit the mute button. Shh, don't tell. So this phone line, this microphone is actually being tapped. So whisper, so they won't hear what you're talking about.
Good morning, Unstoppable. You're listening to the Celtic Catastrophe, the disaster of Dublin, and the number one Irish wrestler in all the world, Mike.
This guy.
Madman Dale.
I love this.
Hi,
guy.
Baby.
Hey, hey, how's it going, darling?
He's
too funny. I love him. So.
I usually don't get invited to these after parties, but the regular show, that was just kind of a wee bit crazy. I mean, even for me. But yeah. This is fun. I've been listening in. I was just doing my thing and cuddling with Slammy here a wee bit. But
that was insane. I love Mike. You are God bless you.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
God bless you again.
Babes, darling, cuddling, my slam. What the hell's going on?
Did you just see that? Dude, it's been there for hours. I'm just saying. Elf had to tell them to get a room.
Gramps don't know. Gramps.
Poor Georgie. I'll tell you when you're older, okay?
Don't tell me one of my ex-wives is going to be my step-grandmommy.
good visuals.
But I'm your step-great-grandmommy?
Oh, God, this is going to be bad. This is worse than Adam Extreme.
Oh, my gosh. Look, Judge, the visuals were bad.
Wow, really? You had to compare something that's absolutely so beautiful to something that's... I don't even know what that is, that Adam fella. It's like, come on.
Your new mother-in-law will respond well to gifts.
That's not even apples and oranges. That's like apples and electric fans. I don't know what it is. But wait a minute. Who's taking ripes?
I'm going to go back.
I'll take ripes. Especially in the form of cake.
That would be my mother, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were fond of your balls, weren't you?
I am indeed. And I believe Slammy is as well.
What?
Oh, what? Wait.
What? What?
So, see, sometimes I just say things, and I don't even know what they mean.
Uh-huh.
He's drunk, Mom.
You're still a virgin, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just checking.
Me too.
Totally insane. Like, Mike and B-Man and Judge can just keep talking and it'll be like one big show.
Isn't it great?
It'll be one great show. Like, all they have to do is just keep talking. And they'd have all of Unstoppable Ladies listening. You don't think so? I'm just saying.
Mike could talk forever, and I'd listen.
I'm just saying, it'd be like that's all they have to do is just keep talking just about anything. They'd have everybody in all ladies and Unstoppable getting there just to listen, and then you'd have all males and Unstoppable. Well, like 20% of the males, and Unstoppable just either listening, and some of them will be getting upset, but some of them will be listening and grabbing the KY gel. You don't think so?
Just like I used to say, all the ladies want to be with me, and all the guys want to be me.
Yeah, all the ladies. Hey, all the ladies can want all they want, but
like I said, that's what I used to say, darling.
Okay.
What the hell going on tonight? It's some bad shit. I must have had a bad dose of Dr. Pepper.
Oh my god.
Did you say a bad dose of Dr. Pepper?
Uh-huh.
Look, you cannot put Dr. Pepper down like that. I'm just saying. Even if it's a bad dose of Dr. Pepper, it's still good.
Just put more vodka in it. It'll be great.
Yeah, there you go. More vodka will always make...
In fact, that they actually call that the Madman. Dr. Pepper and vodka, they actually named a drink after me.
It's a Madman drink?
That's the Madman. Vodka and Dr. Pepper.
Vodka and Dr. Pepper. Who does this, Mad Mandel?
Me.
Look, I have 29 hours to damn quit this damn show. Hold on. What in the world? Hold on, everybody.
I know who I'm holding on to.
What we've got here is...
No, I mean, they talk about that.
I need to order a chastity belt, I think.
For who?
Wait a minute.
Who am I? Who are you going to order that for?
I don't need a chastity belt.
I'm trying to figure out who she ordering the chastity belt for.
My daughter.
Hey,
no, okay, I tell you what. Instead of for my daughter, I'll order one for my that works for me.
Wait a minute. Is that a belt that, like, donates things to poor people?
Yeah, it's a
no,
charity belt.
Honey. No, honey. That would that would be a belt that stops me from having sex.
She's getting a charity belt. She's
that
getting a charity
like
belt, everybody.
That doesn't sound like a very fun
yes.
belt at all.
No. Candy's going to buy Celebrant a charity belt.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, no fun at all. That just sounds like a terrible idea. That's absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, every time I go to order one, somehow I get a cupcake right beside my computer, and I just get distracted, and I never get it ordered. Hint, hint.
Hey, mommy. Oh,
that's a
mommy.
Good hint.
Mommy, I have
it's right there.
That's what's
thank
that number?
You.
1-800
cupcake and 1-800 lick it. It's 1-800 lick it.
Joe, can I get some?